ball. But we do have a lot of depth. It's nice to be able to have guys off the bench that can come in and we know that they're going to produce.
Here's a swing and a line drive towards the gap in left center field. That's going to bounce and watch it roll all the way to the fence. Two runs come in and the Mac Cardinals on top 7-0. Carlos Vargas swings and flies this one deep to left. Left fielder backing up, looking up. See you later. A two-run bomb for the Cardinals. His first home run of the year. It comes at a good time. Touch him all, Carlos Vargas.
Now from the stretch, comes set, kicks, fires it, breaking ball, swung on, hit sharply to the shortstop. This could be a double play ball, flips the second out there, on the first, double play, 6-4-3. Mendelaria looking for the lead on a 2-2 with two on, swinging a ground ball, it gets through the left side. Let's see if they wave him in. They will. Here comes the ball. Here comes the throw. It's cut off. Cardinals take the lead, 5-4 in the bottom of the eighth. Swings in, lines one, deep right field, going back as the right fielder. He'll watch it bounce off the wall. First pitch swinging, Logan Winder ends up at second base with a stand-up double. The next pitch, and here's a swing and a line drive towards the gap in right center field. It's down for a base hit. It's going to roll to the wall. Let's watch Leaper run the bases. He rounds third. He's going to be headed for home, and he's going to score. RBI triple, Cody Heiser. Cardinals take the lead in the seventh inning.
It's time to go out to the field for some Mineral Area College Baseball on your home for the Cardinals, AM 800, KREI.
Well, the sub-regional portion of the Region 16 baseball tournament is just about to get underway here in Park Hills at Hal Lowry Field. Good afternoon. I'm Glenn Johnson. Not a cloud in the sky today for some JUCO baseball. It's going to be a good one. The Mineral Area College Cardinals, the 4 seed in the tournament, are hosting the St. Louis Archers, the 5 seed. Mineral Area raced past the Archers in the regular season standings with that sweep last week, earning the chance to host this week. So coming off of 4 straight wins over St. Louis, trying to make it 5 here today. Glenn Johnson with the call this afternoon. Mineral Area comes in at 30-21, winners of 14 out of their last 15, and winners of 6 straight regional games. St. Louis coming in on the opposite end of the spectrum, losers of 8 of their last 10 games, and losers of 6 straight region games. They're coming off of a split against Southwestern Illinois on Tuesday. Mineral Area, though, hasn't played since that series against St. Louis last game on Sunday, but certainly playing well coming into it. It's a battle of sophomore pitchers today. Chase Foyt, the left-hander for Mineral Area, the ace, he'll be on the hill with his 7-6 record. He will oppose a right-handed sophomore for St. Louis and Seth Meese, who was 4-4 on the year with a 7.01 ERA. Mineral Area in the white home uniforms today, St. Louis in the gray road uniforms. They're going to do the national anthem. We'll actually have a PA announcer here at Hal Lowry Field. It's going to be a fun time. We'll step away for 2 minutes, and when we come back, we're going to hear from Mineral Area College baseball coach Blake Jones. That's next. It's Mac Baseball on KREI.
The Audiology and Hearing Center in Farmington can improve your quality of life. We invite you to our open house on May 10th in Farmington. Stop in and visit us during our open house, and we will give you a free hearing screening, check your ear canals, answer any questions, and you can experience invisible, hassle-free hearing. Amplification that doesn't need to be cleaned, no batteries changed, you can even wear them in the shower. So stop by the Audiology and Hearing Center located behind Walmart in Farmington or visit us online at mohearing.com.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
Great day for JUCO baseball. We're at Hal Lowry Field with Mineral Area College baseball coach Blake Jones. Sub-regional start today. Mineral Area hosting St. Louis, a team they just swept last week. Coach, you did sweep them last week, but it's a whole new series, and you really can't even rely on that too much.
Yeah, absolutely. They're going to come in ready to play. They're a good club. Hopefully we've caught them at the right time, and you know we kind of see the same team we did last week, but you never know. They're going to be ready to play. I think our guys are ready to play. We've been playing good baseball, so we'll see what happens.
Let's talk about your lineup first. An injury forced you to shuffle things up a little bit, and it seems like it's worked out pretty well. The bats came to life once you move things around. Strobel leading off has been getting on base for you. Logan Winder got a chance at shortstop, batting in the two hole. He's hitting well. Chase Erhan moved down to 3, continues to rake. And Josh Haggerty's bat woke up over the past week as well.
Yeah, Josh was definitely a guy that we needed to kind of bounce back, and he had a huge weekend last weekend against these guys. And You know, when Tim went down, we kind of had a platoon situation there at short with Logan and Alex Roy. And, you know, Logan's probably going to have the majority of the time there when he's not on the bump, which he will be tomorrow. So Alex will have that spot. But Hayden's been on base for us all year long, and it's really worked out well moving him to the leadoff spot.
He doesn't look like a prototypical leadoff hitter, but then when you look at his numbers, he gets on base, and he does exactly what you want a leadoff guy to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And Hayden runs pretty well for a guy his size. I mean, he's put together pretty well, and he moves well. But like you said, he's not your prototypical leadoff guy, but man, he gets hit a lot. He walks a lot. He's always on base, it seems, and he's done a good job there.
What can you say about the job Logan Winder has done, taking advantage of his opportunities? Now he's getting some look at shortstop and doing a good job there. And pitching-wise, he's come so far since the beginning of the year.
Yeah, Logan's definitely grown up a lot. And he's hit pretty much all year when he's got opportunities. He didn't get a whole lot of opportunities when Tim was healthy. And, you know, early on pitching-wise, he struggled at times. He definitely did. And he realized pretty quick that he's not going to throw his fastball by guys at this level. He definitely, he's got a good fastball. But he's really figured out how to pitch, and he's been very, very good down the stretch for us.
Chase Foyt will be your starter today. He went the distance against these guys last time around. I'm sure you feel pretty confident having him out there again.
Yeah, Chase has been throwing the ball really well for us his last four or five starts, and expect the same thing out of him today. We know he's going to throw strikes. He's going to fill up the zone, and we make plays behind him. We should be in good shape.
I haven't yet seen who they're going to throw against you today, but you've pretty much had success against all their starters last weekend.
Yeah, Zach Meese's getting the ball for them today. We saw him in game one of the series, and we banged him around a little bit. But like you said, it's a new day. You know, we've seen it with our guys before. You never know. But we're going to have to come out and play good baseball, and we'll take our chances.
Things can flip on a dime with them because they were having a really great season before they ran into the buzzsaw, which was you last weekend. So you know they're a good team.
Yeah, they're definitely a good team. They've had a lot of big wins this year, beat some really good quality clubs. And, you know, we've played as good a baseball right now as we've been playing all year long, and hopefully that keeps rolling.
Best of three series this weekend. You need to take two. Important to get off to a good start.
Yeah, absolutely. Today's a big day. If we get the first one today, we really like our chances. Today's definitely a big day.
The injury to Tim Fox, how serious is it?
Pulled his hamstring a couple weeks ago, and he had the same injury last summer. And it's taken a long time to heal. And then he woke up yesterday, and he's got a little bit of the flu. So he's kind of banged up everywhere. But hopefully if we can roll past this round, he's going to be a guy that will hopefully have, you know, have some impact next week.
Good luck in game one today, Coach.
Thanks a lot, Glenn.
Blake Jones here on the KREI pregame show. First pitch coming up.
And first pitch in this ball game is brought to you by Crown Collision Center in Farmington. And 8 minutes early, we get started from Hal Lowry Field. Leadoff batter Corey Canterbury steps in and takes two strikes from Chase Foyt. Make it three straight strikes and a strikeout to start this ball game as we are underway in the sub-regional round. Corey Canterbury doesn't last very long facing Chase Foyt. Chase Foyt strikes him out on three pitches. Chase, last time against St. Louis, 7 innings of work, a complete game, 8 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned runs, 4 strikeouts, 1 home run, no walks, and he was fantastic and now has a 7-6 record on the season so far. Shane Pollard, the second baseman, will stand in. The rest of the numbers on Chase Foyt, 77 innings of work, 6 complete games this year, 54 runs, 41 of them have been earned. This is his 16th start and his 16th appearance, 57 strikeouts, 23 walks coming in, now up to 58 strikeouts on the year. He's a location-type pitcher, but he can ring you up from time to time, and that's what he did to leadoff batter Canterbury. Pollard stands in. He's the second baseman. He takes a first pitch strike, the next two miss, low and inside for ball number two, 2-1 with one away in the top of the first inning. We'll give you the St. Louis starting lineup and the Mineral Area defense after this 2-1 pitch, which is swung through and missed on the fastball, and the count is 2-2. Corey Canterbury led it off playing center field. Shane Pollard batting right now, the second baseman. Kyle Stevens bats third, and he has killed Mineral Area this season. Mineral Area has still been able to win despite his hot bat. He's playing first base and batting third. David Prost bats fourth as the catcher. Cole DuPont bats fifth, the right fielder. Colton Anderson batting sixth in left field. Wesley Brooks bats seventh, the DH. Colby Holloway bats eighth, the third baseman. And Casey Thomason batting ninth. Ball three misses outside. Ball four misses outside as well. And Shane Pollard is aboard. Seth Meese is the pitcher for St. Louis. He will not be in the hitting lineup with the DH in play. So the leadoff batter struck out. The two-hole hitter Pollard takes the walk. He's on first base for Stevens. And I'm telling you, this Stevens guy is trouble. 376 batter to lead his team, 60 RBIs. That leads the way. 15 home runs, 21 doubles this year. He's a slugging right-handed hitting first baseman facing a left-hander in Chase Voigt. Here comes the first. It flutters in there for a strike. Off speed. 0-1. Fastball, changeup, curveball, kind of mixes in a little bit of a slurve in there as well, does Chase Voigt, with a runner on first, taking a short lead over there. It's Pollard Stevens at the plate. We'll give you some numbers for him against Mineral Area pitching this year. He's got a closed batting stance, and he will step out as there's a check on the runner. Kyle Stevens against Mineral Area in four games, 7 of 16. That's a .437 batting average with 5 runs scored, 8 RBIs, 3 home runs, 2 doubles and a walk, and that's just against Mineral Area College. Ball number one missing to make it 1-1. So safe to say Stevens is the guy to get out in this St. Louis lineup, but they've got others that can hurt you as well. Be nice for Chase Voigt to get a patented double play ball up the middle. Here's a swing and a tapper back to the pitcher. This could be it. He'll flip to the shortstop covering Wender on the first for the double play, and it goes 1-6-3. Mineral Area gets through the first inning unscathed. One walk, no base hits, nobody left on for St. Louis Community College, and Mineral Area bats in the bottom of the first in 1 minute. It's Mineral Area College Sub-Regional Baseball on AM 800 KREI.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593, because MAC is your next step.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Chase Voigt works around a one-out walk and gets through the inning in 12 pitches in the top of the first. Nothing-nothing our score in the sub-regional between Mineral Area and St. Louis. They'll play this game today. They'll play another game at noon tomorrow. If the team split, they'll play the necessary game three. But if there's a sweep in the first two games, game three will be unnecessary. Winner moves on to Joplin for the double elimination tournament, starting with the semifinals next weekend for the final four teams. Mineral Area bats in the bottom of the first inning with Hayden Strobel leading things off. You heard us talk with Coach Blake Jones about the shakeup in the lineup because Tim Fox was injured, and the bats came to life off of that. And with that, we get a line drive base hit in the right field from Hayden Strobel, and it comes off of Seth Meese's first pitch of the contest. Boy, has Strobel done a good job since stepping into that leadoff spot. He is now 8 of 17 since moving to leadoff, batting around .450 now on the season. 7 runs, 3 RBIs, .450 against St. Louis, I should say. 3 RBIs against St. Louis, and has also walked and been hit by a pitch. Logan Wender at the plate right now, left-handed hitting shortstop. Ball downstairs to him for ball number one. Check on the runner by the catcher, but couldn't get him. Strobel is back safely. Let's give you the Mineral Area starting lineup. Strobel, we already saw, lined into right field. Logan Wender batting now. He's the shortstop. Chase Erhan batting third and playing left field. Ryan Bouse, the cleanup hitter and second baseman. Josh Haggerty bats fifth and plays center field. Grant Dix batting in the sixth spot at first base. Logan backs the DH today. He can also catch. He's off and on with Hunter Drafin there. Bax is in the seventh spot. Kellen Stockley batting eighth as the third baseman, and Hunter Drafin is the catcher batting ninth. Logan Wender has a 2-0 count on him. Lefty versus righty here. Left-handed hitter, right-handed pitcher. Another check on the runner. Back safely is Hayden Strobel. So since Logan Wender has been getting more playing time against St. Louis, he is hitting .384. And on the season, overall, a .324 batting average. No batting gloves on for the left-handed shortstop out of Farmington. And he takes ball three outside. Mineral Area won all four games in the regular season series, 16-9 game one, 7-6 game two, 10-3 game three, and 7-2 in game number four. Looking to complete that sweep and get on to Joplin next weekend. Ball four high and wide, and the first two have reached for Mineral Area College in the bottom of this first inning. We've also reached 2 o'clock, so we owe you station identification. AM 800, KREI, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, your home for the Mineral Area College baseball Cardinals. Chase Erhan, the batter.
has let off most of the season, but his bat is so good you can stick him anywhere and he will produce, and I think he is just as good in this three spot. Leads the team in walks with 28, a great batting average at 354, leads the team in home runs with 6, and strike one catches the corner to make it 0-1. Strobel let off with a base hit, Winder took the four-pitch walk, and now it's Chase Erhan with a chance to deliver for his team. He, too, is a left-handed hitting left fielder. Called strike. And the count is quickly 0-2 on Chase Erhan. Erhan against St. Louis this season, batting .428 with one home run, a couple of walks, a strikeout. He's also stolen a base, as I mentioned. Leads the team in steals, and it's not even close. 23 steals all told. Ball one low and outside. He would not go fishing after it. One ball, two strikes. Not a bad idea, though, from Meese. Just painted that one off of the lower outside corner. Good call by the home plate umpire, but not offering. Chase Erhan lives to see at least one more pitch. 1-2, and it's a breaking ball swung through and missed. Strikeout of Chase Erhan. He goes down for the first out of the bottom of the first, and now it's Ryan Bouse. Mineral Area's MVP this season, and I don't think you could really argue that. Leads the team with a .391 batting average, 50 runs batted in, also leads the team. Leads the team in doubles with 20 and leads the team in hits with 68. .557 slugging percentage for the second baseman out of Cuba. Check on the runner. Both Strobel and Winder scurry back safely. Seth Meese, 9 pitches into the ballgame. He's a right-hander in his sophomore season, making his 11th appearance and his 5th start of the season for the St. Louis Archers. Here's the high leg kick and the pitch. Breaking ball swung on and hit a mile high. Deep left field. Left fielder going back, looking up. He will watch it fly, but foul. Just foul down the left field line. Easily home run distance, but maybe a few feet foul. And it's a long strike from Ryan Bouse. Everybody retreats. Strobel back to second. Winder back to first. Bouse that close to hitting his 4th home run of the season. He had a home run in the regular season series against the St. Louis Archers. And that came in game number 1. Swing and a little flare shot to the second baseman. Picks it up on a hop. Flips to the shortstop. Out there on the first. That's a double play. And that one goes 4-6-3. Mineral Area will strand one. They get a base hit. Leave one on. Nothing-nothing. Our score after one from Hal Lowry Field in this Region 16 sub-regional. We're back in a minute on AM 800 KREI.
The month of May is your month to own your very first Harley-Davidson. Hi, this is Tim Serdike at Serdike Harley-Davidson. For a limited time, you can ride away on a new Harley Street 750 for as low as $97 a month, or a new Harley 48 XL 1200X with no money down and only $196 a month on approved credit. Plus, during May, we are loaded with events that you don't want to miss.
Like every Saturday in May, Tim is springing for free food and drink just right on in. And on Saturday, May 21st, it's extra special with their monthly lot party with live music and every guy's favorite, a bikini bike wash. Then mark the calendar now for Memorial Weekend. Serdike Harley will kick things off that Friday night with their monthly Fuel Friday with food and music, hot rods, and a burnout pit.
At Serdike Harley, we also remind you that first responders and active and retired military can take part in our exclusive Harley-Davidson Riding Academy course for free. It's the best way to learn to ride in style. Get complete details at SerdikeHarley.com. May is your month to ride on your new Harley-Davidson from Serdike Harley, Highway 67 south of Festus.
Both pitchers get big double plays in that first inning, so we have no score. Moving to the second here on AM 800, Mineral Area against St. Louis for the 5th time this season. Chase Foyt for the 2nd time this year getting to go up against this Archer lineup. He'll face 4, 5, and 6. It's Prost, DuPont, and Anderson Brooks if anybody can get on. Now is my best chance to give you the defense behind Foyt. It's Stockley at 3rd, Logan Winder at short, Ryan Bouse at 2nd, Grant Dix playing 1st base, Hunter Drafin behind the plate as the catcher, Chase Erhan in left, Josh Haggerty in center, Hayden Strobel in right field. And what a job Josh Haggerty has done as of late. He had hit a slump in the middle portion of the season. That came back to life against St. Louis in that last series. More on that later. Ball one downstairs to David Prost. He's the catcher for the Archers. Leads the team in walks. He's a patient hitter. 37 walks on the year with a .340 batting average. He swings and lines one into left field down for a base hit. It'll be cut off before it gets deep in the gap, and it'll be a single to start off this second inning. Josh Haggerty able to get over there to hold it to a single base hit. First time for St. Louis that they get their leadoff batter aboard. And it comes here in the top of the second. Now it is Cole DuPont, the right fielder. Leads the team in on base at .486. Batting average of .305. 27 runs batted in. 3 home runs, 10 doubles. This St. Louis team is a team that can hit some home runs. They've got power. 51 team home runs on the year. Ball one downstairs. That's 30 more home runs than Mineral Area has hit this season. Now, the Cardinals would be the first to tell you they're not a big home run hitting team, but the St. Louis Archers way out in front in the home run department. The 1-0 pitch is high and wide to make it 2 balls and no strikes on Cole DuPont of St. Louis. Cole DuPont hitting .214 against Mineral Area pitching this season. His best game against the Cardinals came in game number 3 when he was 1-for-3 with a home run and 2 driven in. Ball 3, low. 3-0 the count with Prost over at first base, nobody down. In the top of the second, middle infield wants the double play. The 3-0 pitch is grooved and catches the lower outer corner for a called strike. I mean, he just guided that pitch in there. 3-1. I don't blame Cole DuPont for taking all the way, though. He is in the driver's seat. Wind is blowing out to right field, and Hal Lowry measures 300 out to right field, so it might be a good day for the lefty. Swinging a ground ball, nice stab by Dix. Double pumps to throw to second for the out there on the first double play. Cannot be turned. Ball scoots away from Foyt covering, but not far enough for anybody to advance. Nice play by Dix to get the stab on a sharp hit ground ball. He had trouble on the exchange from glove to throwing hand. Still got the lead out. If that little struggle on the exchange doesn't happen, you might get a double play there. Good play nonetheless, though, from the first baseman out of Perryville, Grant Dix. It's a fielder's choice, ground ball. And it goes 3-6, Dix to Winder. Prost is retired, and now DuPont is the runner at first base. And now here comes trainer Nathan Wehrmeyer to check on Logan Winder, the shortstop. The takeout slide by Prost shook up Logan Winder. And that's bad news on a variety of levels if he cannot go. They're working out what looks to be a knee or a hamstring right now. It's his left leg they're working on. But because the starting shortstop for Mineral Area is already injured in Tim Fox, that's why Winder is playing shortstop, and he's done a good job there. But also, Winder is your Game 2 starting pitcher. So if he's injured and can't play tomorrow, that screws you up in 2 different positions where he contributes quite a bit. Hopefully he's okay. He's getting up right now. After Nathan Wehrmeyer stretched him out a bit, Blake Jones came out and joined in on that, and Winder says he's good to go. And he gets a nice cheer from the crowd. So it measures 300 out to right field here at Hal Lowry. Out to dead center, it's 380, and out to left field, it is 330. Power alley in left center is 375, right center 345. And again, the wind is blowing not heavily today. It's certainly blown harder. We were here one game this year in which the flag was never bent. It just stayed straight the whole time, blowing out. So today, just a little bit of a breeze blowing out to right field. But in a park that favors left-handed hitters, it's really going to favor them today, it's looking like. Right-hander stands in right now, and he takes a breaking ball in there for a called strike. This is Colton Anderson, the left fielder for St. Louis. Nothing-nothing our score. Runner at first, one down in the top of the second inning. Dix holding the runner on. Another breaking ball. That's a tight one. In at the belt. Called strike. Good pitch there from Chase Foyt. And the count is 0-2 on Anderson. Anderson hitting .290 on the year with 11 RBIs, 1 home run, 4 doubles this year. 0-2. Foyt kicks and delivers. Fastball low and inside. Scoots away from Drafin, but not far enough. Back to first base is DuPont. 1-2 is our count. 6-hole hitter Anderson at the plate. Anderson has played in 3 games against Mineral Area this year. Did not play in game number 4 on Sunday. Here's a fast, or no, it's an off-speed pitch. Swung through and missed. Waved at that one and well out in front. Colton Anderson with the strikeout. Not a great at bat for him. And Chase Foyt gets another punch out for the second out of the top of the second inning. So far, Chase Foyt has rung up 2 and walked 1 through 1 2/3 innings of work. Now 7-spot Brooks, the DH. Tall left-hander who looks like he can swing it, and I'll give you numbers on him. Off-speed pitch floats in at the knees for a called strike, and it is 0-1. Wes Brooks with a .281 batting average does have 4 bombs on the year, also 4 doubles, 23 RBIs. But he's prone to the strikeout, 26 strikeouts on the season, 2nd on the team. He'll take a ball there to make it 1 ball and 1 strike. 2 away. In the top of the second inning, Mineral Area versus St. Louis. Winner moves on to Joplin. Next weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, that'll be double elimination next weekend. Swing and a miss on a good tailing pitch, low and outside, away from the lefty. That looked to be his one of his variations of the curveball. Blake Jones telling me he's got the fastball changeup curve and kind of mixes in a little bit of a slurve. And that looked to be it right there. Now it's one ball, two strikes, two down. Here it comes. And that one was grooved but just missed outside. The entire infield was walking off the field. They thought it was going to be called strike three. It was a fastball, but called the ball 2-2. Holloway on deck for St. Louis. DuPont, the runner at first. Two away. Chase Boyd, he'll try it again, working from the stretch. The southpaw comes set, brings it home. This one's low and outside. Good block by Drayfin. And again, he'll look the runner back to first base, and the tag is applied just a bit too late. DuPont slides in underneath of it. Apparently, it was bang-bang. But again, the call doesn't go Mineral Area's way. The pitch was a ball to make it 3-2. Now the runner will be off with the next pitch. Wesley Brooks at the dish right now, hitting 200 against Mineral Area pitching this year. Three RBIs and one home run against the Cardinals in four games. Foul tip off to the right side. We stay at 3-2. Brooks was down 0-2, and now he's battled back in this at-bat. Actually, it was 1-1, and he battled back to make it 3-2. Two outs in the inning. Dix will now play behind DuPont over at first base. Runner goes. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Reach for and swung on. Grounded to the pitcher. Nice snag by Foyt. He'll flip it over to first base for the 1-3 put out. Another stranded base runner for the St. Louis Archers, and we have a nothing-nothing tie as we go to the bottom of the second in 60 seconds here on AM 800 KREI. Mineral Area will have Haggerty, Dix, and Bax do up next.
If you're planning to build or buy a new home, or perhaps remodel your existing home, you face many decisions, not the least of which
I saw your tweet, actually, 15-3.
Whether you need a fixed-rate or adjustable-rate mortgage,
St. Louis one, okay.
Or home improvement
so
loan, by choosing New Era Bank, you will be assured
at
you
four?
Made a great decision.
Okay,
for
thanks, Nathan.
For call service, low rates, and loan service locally, make that decision today. Call or stop by New Era Bank. You'll be glad you did. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out, here comes the throwed roll. They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down home food. Oh, and look out, here comes a throwed roll. Hot, gigantic throwed rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Nothing, nothing here in game one between Mineral Area College and St. Louis Community College. Talk of the Parkland, AM 800, KREI back on the hill. Seth Meese, he took a loss in game one against the Cardinals of the regular season series. He went 6 1/3, but he was hit around. 12 hits, 11 runs, 10 of those were earned, 7 strikeouts, 3 home runs, and a hit batter. First batter he faces here, swings and pops it up to the shortstop and over to glove it and put it away for the first out is Thompson. So retired is Haggerty. He goes down on one pitch. Underway in the bottom of the second inning. This game not end-all, be-all, certainly. But you don't want to go into tomorrow needing to win that first game to extend your season. So important to get out to a good start here to start the series. Grant Dix takes a called strike from Seth Meese. Meese has his record evened up now at 4-4 on the year. The right-hander, tall right-hander, kicks and brings it home. Breaking ball swung through and missed. He, too, can locate, Meese can. But he's also got some pretty good life on his fastball and a good breaking ball. And he brings those strikeout numbers up there quite a bit. Ball number one misses high, one ball, two strikes. Meese has 61 strikeouts on the year to start the day, and that leads his team. Here's the 1-2 to Grant Dix. Another breaking ball swung on and hit toward the gap in left center field, and it's down. Dix is going to round first. He will stop there. It is a one-out single in the bottom of the second inning. Grant Dix has had a pretty solid season offensively this year. Started the year over at third base. Blake Jones felt he'd be a little bit more comfortable over at first. That opened the door for Cullen Stockley to start at third base, and I think it's been good for everybody involved. So Dix at first. Now it's Bax, the batter. Bax just hit his first home run of his college career in that St. Louis series last week. I asked him about it before the game. Bax is a friend of the radio station, talked to him quite a bit just about the season, how things are going, and I asked him if it just barely snuck out of here, if he got a hold of it, and he said, I got a hold of that one pretty good. So congratulations to him. He gets under one here, flies it out to deep right field. Right fielder's going to track it down, though, and put it away in front of the fence. DuPont gets there for out number two. Just got underneath of it a little bit too much. If he squares that up a little bit better, that's going to be long gone. He hit it about 290 feet out to right field. It's the second out, though, and it brings up the aforementioned Cullen Stockley. Stockley hitting in the eighth spot, playing third base for the Cardinals. Done a good job defensively, and the bat has been pretty good for your eight-hole hitter. And he takes the pitch on the outer corner for a called strike, 0-1. Two down, Dix is the runner over at first. Still no score between Mineral Area and St. Louis. Stockley batting 280 on the season with 12 RBIs. Does have one home run, four doubles for his five total extra base hits. The 0-1 pitch. Fastball scoots by the catcher. Dix moves up to second base in scoring position. 1-1. That could be a big mistake by the St. Louis Archers. If Kellen Stockley can come up with a two-out base hit, runner will be going on contact. Most likely, they're going to be scoring a run if Stockley can put the ball in play, get it into that outfield. 1-1. Here's the pitch to the plate, swinging a ground ball right side, and it's through for a base hit. Dix rounds third. They're going to wave him in. Here comes the throw in from right field. It's a strong one, but not in time. Dix scores. Stockley gets the RBI base hit and takes second base on the throw home. 1-0. Mineral Area strikes first in the bottom of this second inning. He put it right where they weren't. Not all that hard hit on the right side of the infield between first and second base, and he got the job done. The wild pitch does indeed come back to haunt St. Louis and called a wild pitch, but Prost certainly could have kept that ball in front of him. Mineral Area leads 1-0. And for Stockley, he now has his 13th ribby of the season. Hunter Drafin, the catcher out of Northwest High School, stands in. Smaller right-hander with an open stance with a runner at second base. Again, Stockley took second on that throw. First pitch, a strike. 0-1. Mineral Area with the early 1-0 lead, bottom of the second inning against Seth Meese. Meese, a long look back to second base, then has the pitch he wants, kicks and delivers the fastball right down Broadway, and it's 0-2. Drafin now needs to protect on anything close. Hunter with a .246 batting average. What he brings to the table is his defensive abilities as the catcher. He's vital in giving Logan backs every other game off. And what he can provide you with his bat, well, that's a bonus. 15 runs batted in, one extra base hit. It was a double this season. 0-2 with two down, and the pitcher wants a new baseball. Hunter Drafin steps out, stands right back in. Hunter has played in a couple of games against St. Louis this year, going 0-for-4 in game two and 1-for-3. In game number three. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Didn't break back inside enough. Called ball number one. 1-2. Pretty good pitch there. Drafin, an even better eye laying off of it. Big lead by Stockley out there at second base. Wind blowing straight out to center field. But the outfield playing in against Drafin. Another breaking ball. This one's too far upstairs. Same pitch. Location just a little bit higher this time. And the count is even. At 2-2. Lineup's going to turn back over to the top after Drafin, but we have two down on the bottom of the second. The big base hit coming from Cullen Stockley to put Mineral Area up 1-0. The 2-2 pitch with two down. Here it comes. Fastball zipped by him for a strikeout. Mineral Area will strand a runner out at second base, but the Cardinals do get one run on two hits. 15 pitches thrown by the St. Louis starter. With that, we'll go to the third inning, and we'll do that in 60 seconds with Mac leading 1-0 here on the Talk of the Parkland, AM 800 KRBI.
Mother's Day's just around the corner. Give her the gift of a clean car. Purchase discount wash coupons from a clean team member at any Auto Spa Speedy Wash location in DeSoto, Peavey, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, and their newest location in Bonterre.
Wash your car.
Wash your car.
Wash your car at Auto Spa.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
It's the Talk of the Parkland, AM 800 KREI and MIMOinfo.com, where Mineral Area leads 1-0 over the St. Louis Archers in the sub-regional round of the Region 16 tournament. Congratulations to the Mineral Area College Lady Cardinals softball team. They won earlier today over Cotty College. Final score there was 15-3. And that was in the Region 16 tournament, Division 2 junior college softball. Mineral Area plays again, and that'll be against St. Louis later on today. St. Louis beat East Central in the first round. So it's Mineral Area versus St. Louis here, and it's Mineral Area versus St. Louis there. That tournament is being played in Union. Now stepping to the plate for the St. Louis Archers. He will take a ground ball, and, well, he'll take a fastball and swing and ground it past the third baseman, Stockley, and into left field for a hard hit, base hit to start things off. And that is... and that was Holloway, who gets on base there to start things off. So Holloway, the leadoff base hit, and now it is Casey Thomason, who is the nine-hole hitter for the St. Louis Archers. St. Louis gets their leadoff batter aboard in this third inning. That's the second inning in a row they've been able to do so. First pitch here is fouled off, and it's fouled off to the right side. And the 0-1 is forthcoming to Thomason. Thomason, a 218 hitter, struggling on the season to get it going. He does have 24 RBIs, three extra base hits, all of them doubles. He's a right-hander facing the left-hander Foyt. Foyt ahead in the count, 0-1. Runner at first being held on by Grant Dix. Now Thomason squares the bunt, drops it down to the pitcher, and Foyt takes a smart play and goes to first. Sacrifice is good. Sacrifice goes 1-3, and a runner at second base for St. Louis. Thomason with the productive at-bat. And back to the top of the order with Corey Canterbury. Canterbury leads the team in steals, leads the team in triples, leads the team in base hits at the top of the order. 44 RBIs, 6 home runs, has a chance to tie this game up. He swings and grounds one up the middle, over the pitcher's head and into center field for the base hit. Canterbury just drove in the run to make it 1-1. We're tied in the third. Canterbury, RBI number 45 this season. It comes on a 69th base hit of the year to lead the team. 1-1, and just one down in the top half of this third inning. Stepping in now, Shane Pollard. Pollard reached his last time up. He's hitting 333 this year with 16 RBIs. There's the pitch downstairs for a ball. Good block by Draven. 1-0 is our count. Reminder that immediately following our coverage here in the sub-regional, we will jump over to the MAAA Conference Baseball Tournament happening in St. Genevieve. The 1-0 to Pollard from Foyt. Fastball, perfect, in there for a strike, 1-1. So the MAAA Conference Baseball Tournament, high school baseball, that'll be the third-place game. We'll join it in progress between Farmington and Central, Central out of Park Hills. Then the championship game will be heard in full between St. Genevieve and Valley Catholic, a battle of two St. Genevieve teams, the public school and the private school. Pitch inside to make it 2-1 on Shane Pollard. With a runner over at first base and one away and a 1-1 tie here in the top of the third. Pitch downstairs, runner was off with that pitch. Draven trapped the ball, so had no chance to throw down to second. It's a stolen base for Canterbury, and he leads the team with 12 now on the year. He is in scoring position for Pollard. So Pollard crowds the plate now, closes that stance up a little bit. He has a chance to give the Archers the lead right here, but he takes ball four, low. Runners at first and second base. Scoreboard turned off. So they try to reset it here at Hal Lowry Field. So now the slugger Steven stands in. This is a guy that you don't want to have at the plate with runners on base. 376 hitter, 60 RBIs, 15 home runs, 21 doubles. Three home runs against Mineral Area alone this season. So he's got ducks on the pond. Runner at first and a runner at second. Chase Voigt brings home off-speed pitch, and it's outside for a ball. 1-0. Hard-hit ground ball started the inning, got past Stockley. Then the sacrifice, then the RBI base hit, manufacturing a run. Canterbury gets the RBI. Then we had the walk to Pollard. Now Steven swings and flies this one deep to left. Left fielder Erhan backing up but has room. He will make the catch. It's out number two. Runner tagged from second, did not go. And the runner at first runs all the way back from second base. He was right on his heels. Everybody stayed put. Two down. That ball hit a ton, but straight up in the air, and Chase Erhan had no trouble getting there. Two outs in the top of the third. And to the plate right now, it's Prost. Prost wears number 34 and bats from the right side. Heard it pronounced Pro, P-R-O-S-T, but they pronounce it Prost. This guy does. He calls for time. It's not granted to him, so he swings and grounds one to the shortstop. Logan Winder fields, flips to the second baseman, covering for the fielder's choice force out there. Stranding one is St. Louis, but they do get one to tie it up. 1-1 is our score, and we've played 2.5. Mineral Area bats in 60 seconds. You're listening to Mac Baseball on the Talk of the Parkland, AM 800 KREI.
The month of May is your month to own your very first Harley-Davidson. Hi, this is Tim Serdike at Serdike Harley-Davidson. For a limited time, you can ride away on a new Harley Street 750 for as low as $97 a month, or a new Harley 48 XL 1200X with no money down and only $196 a month on approved credit. Plus, during May, we are loaded with events that you don't want to miss.
Like every Saturday in May, Tim is springing for free food and drink. Just ride on in. And on Saturday, May 21st, it's extra special with their monthly lot party with live music and every guy's favorite, a bikini bike wash. Then mark the calendar now for Memorial Weekend. Serdike Harley will kick things off that Friday night with their monthly Fuel Friday with food and music, hot rods, and a burnout pit.
At Serdike Harley, we also remind you that first responders and active and retired military can take part in our exclusive Harley-Davidson Riding Academy course for free. It's the best way to learn to ride in style. Get complete details at SerdikeHarley.com. May is your month to ride on your new Harley-Davidson from Serdike Harley, Highway 67, south of Festus.
The Audiology and Hearing Center in Farmington can improve your quality of life. We invite you to our open house on May 10th in Farmington. Stop in and visit us during our open house, and we will give you a free hearing screening, check your ear canals, answer any questions, and you can experience invisible, hassle-free hearing. Amplification that doesn't need to be cleaned, no batteries changed, you can even wear them in the shower. So stop by the Audiology and Hearing Center located behind Walmart in Farmington or visit us online at mohearing.com.
This game is now tied up at 1-1. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Mineral Area with Hayden Strobel, the top of the order, due up to face Misi. And Hayden Strobel stands in. Here comes the pitch. And it is downstairs for ball number one. 1-0 our count. St. Louis with their run in the top of the third inning. Mineral Area got their run in the bottom half of the second inning. Strobel ahead in the count 1-0. And the next to the Cardinal right fielder. He swings and fouls it off to the right side. Strobel 1-for-1 today. He lined a base hit to start the bottom of the first inning. It was into right field. Fouls this one off. One ball and one strike. Wind dies down, not blowing at all as the 1-1 comes home. It's a breaking ball. It's a good one in there at the belt for a called strike two. 1-2. Seth Meese trying to settle into this game and settle in against Mineral Area where he has not fared well this season and in his 1-ball, 2-strike pitch, swinging another line drive into right field. This one's sinking, but caught. Right fielder playing it a little bit better this time. Had the scouting report figured out and comes in and makes the catch. First out of the bottom of the third. And now Logan Winder will stand in. Logan Winder was shaken up, playing shortstop earlier on a takeout slide. He got up and seemed to be okay. Continued to play defense. This is his first at bat since then. And he will take the pitch downstairs for a ball 1-0, scoots past the catcher into the screen. We already know that the Mac Lady Cardinals softball team victorious in their first game today. Now they'll take on St. Louis. Mineral Area softball team trying to win their first Region 16 championship since 2011 on the girls' side. Pitch downstairs 2-0. The Mineral Area College baseball team has never won a Region 16 championship. This Region 16 for baseball, it's a tough nut to crack. Jeffco, Crowder, Maplewoods, St. Louis, had a really good run. In fact, St. Louis, the defending region champ. Here's a swing and a fly ball opposite way, but easily playable for the center fielder coming over toward the left center field gap, running to his right and making the catch for the second out. Could be an efficient inning here for Misi if Erhan can't change all that. Three-hole hitter will stand in. He swings it from the left side, facing the right-handed pitcher. Infield defense plays him straight away. Outfield defense does the same. Working quickly, Misi kicks and delivers it. Here's a swing and a pop-up. This is in the shallow right field. Could be no man's land out there, and it does bounce past the first baseman. Wasn't in the air very long, and in fact, he hit it off the lower portion of the bat down there by the knob and just muscled it into right field, but it's a two-out base hit, and Chase Erhan will take it. Brings up Ryan Baus, Mineral Area's leader in average and doubles this season, along with RBIs. Sophomore from Cuba High School has exceeded every expectation. Hitting cleanup and looking like he's got himself a first-team all-region type of year. Open stance from the right side. We've played to a 1-1 tie so far. His eyes light up at a high fastball that he swings underneath of, and the count's 0-1. Couldn't catch up, and he probably shouldn't have pulled the trigger there, as he would have had to tomahawk that one. 0-1 the count. From the stretch, Misi looks back to first and checks the runner back to first base. Without a slide, Erhan's safe. Kellen Stockley with the RBI today for Mineral Area College. Canterbury driving in the run for St. Louis. The 0-1 pitch swung on and fouled right back to the screen. And the count's 0-2. On deck, Josh Haggerty, who's coming off of a 4-for-4 day against St. Louis last Sunday. Haggerty is 0-for-1 today, though. Seeing one pitch. Runner goes from first. Here's a swing and a fly ball. This one's hit deep to left. Left fielder drifting back, but he's there to make the play. Mineral Area strands one. They get one base hit in the inning, but the score stays tied at one apiece. And we have played three from Hal Lowry Field. It's sub-regional baseball today on a gorgeous afternoon in Park Hills. We're back with the fourth in 1 minute on AM 800 KRBI.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593, because MAC is your next step.
If you're planning to build or buy a new home, or perhaps remodel your existing home, you face many decisions, not the least of which is selecting the right lender. Whether you need a fixed rate or adjustable rate mortgage, a construction or home improvement loan, by choosing New Era Bank, you will be assured you made a great decision. For quality service, low rates, and loan service locally, make that decision today. Call or stop by New Era Bank. You'll be glad you did. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes a throwed roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throwed roll! Hot, gigantic throwed rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
We start the fourth inning. It's DuPont. Anderson Brooks due out for the St. Louis Archers, and the first two pitches were a ball, a strike, and then DuPont is hit on the shoulder. The left-hander hit by a pitch will take first base, and the Archers again have their leadoff batter aboard. That's now the third straight inning St. Louis has been able to do that. So DuPont over at first. Now Anderson, the left fielder, stands in, and he bats from the right side. It's 1-1, top half of the fourth inning in this sub-regional in Park Hills. There's a fastball, and this is a called strike. 0-1 our count. Last time up for Colton Anderson, he made an out. He is 0-1 today, struck out swinging. facing Chase Foyt. Dix holds the runner on over at first. Here's the high leg kick from Foyt, and he brings home a tight breaking ball in there for a called strike. Good curveball. That's counts 0-2. Anderson hitting in the sixth spot. Trying to get it going against Mineral Area College pitching this year. Overall, he's been solid. 290 overall batting average with 11 RBIs and one home run. He's down in the count here, needing to protect on anything close. It is 0-2. Dick holds the runner on. Fastball low. Good block again by Draven. One ball, two strikes. Two great defensive catchers in the rotation for Mineral Area between Bax and Draven. Not too much gets by those two guys, and it makes a difference in a ball game. And you've got those kind of players back there. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Tailing action, low and outside on the fastball. Swung through and missed. Strikeout. First out. So Chase Foyt, like I said earlier, he's not a big strikeout guy, but he's been known to ring up a few, three strikeouts today and a couple of walks. He'll face Wesley Brooks, the DH, who's 0-for-1. Big slugging left-hander stands in. Tough vantage point facing a fellow left-hander. Breaking ball low and outside, tailing away from the left-hander. Misses 1-0. Westbrook started the day with a 281 average, four home runs, and 23 batted in. Foyt kicks, delivers it, swing and a ground ball, tap to the first baseman, and Dix is going to go to second for the out on to first for the double play. Not quite in time. Good play by Dix to hustle that one, though. Coming in, I thought the only play was going to be able to try to flip it back to the pitcher covering. He decided to get the lead runner, and it was the wise decision, and it went 3-6 on that fielder's choice. DuPont is retired, and the much slower base runner is on the bases. So good play by the former third baseman, a current third baseman for Mineral Area College. It's the second out of the inning, and here's the first pitch of the next batter. It got him on the foot. Ouch. That'll put him on first base. That is Colby Holloway, who gets on the hard way, the tough way. Holloway's on at first. Brooks is on at second. There's been two hit batters this inning and three total for the game for Chase Foyt. We haven't seen Chase's best work, but he's been solid. Joe Thomason now stands in. Thomason with a sacrifice bunt last time up. That led to St. Louis getting their only run of the ball game. He's got runners at first and second. Breaking ball downstairs for a ball. 1-0. Thomason is playing in his second game against Mineral Area. He played game 4 in the regular season and was 0-for-3. He's still 0-for-3 after that sacrifice. He hit 7th in game 4 of that contest. And this pitch is just low for ball number 2, 2-0. So he hit 7th on Sunday. Today he's hitting 9th. Chase Foyt. He's thrown over 50 pitches in the game, 12 pitches this inning. Brooks at second, Holloway at first. The 2-0 pitch, and he chased it, swung on a high one, lifted it up into the air, right field, coming in the right fielder. Strobel diving catch, he held on to it. Stranding two, the St. Louis Archers can't get one home despite getting the leadoff batter aboard for the third straight inning, and Mineral Area keeps it tied 1-1 thanks to some right field heroics by Hayden Strobel. We go to the bottom of the fourth in 60 seconds. It's Mac Baseball on AM 800 KREI.
Choosing new flooring can be overwhelming. Hi, I'm Don with Carpet One Floor and Home in Farmington, and we're ready to help you. We mean really ready to help you, whether you're building your dream home or refreshing and updating. Why should you select us? Well, first of all, and this is important to you, we're all local. Our store is locally owned. We're not a company store, not even a franchise. We're a co-op of many independent stores. If you've seen a Carpet One store in Dallas, Chicago, or Osage Beach, Missouri, it's just like us. There are over 1,000 of us, and that's the second thing that's important to you. We have enormous buying power. We pay less for the top brands of flooring, and so do you. We're neighbors. We're accountable to you. We provide you quality, and we save you money. That's our story. Learn more at Carpet One Floor and Home between Steak and Shake and Famous Footwear in Maple Valley Plaza in Farmington.
Well, it's been a good game and an exciting game so far. Mineral Area College with one run on four hits, no errors. St. Louis with one run on three hits, no errors. 1-3-0 St. Louis, 1-4-0 Mineral Area. It's game one of the sub-regional series between the Cards and the Archers. All the games will be played here in Park Hills. Josh Haggerty leads things off, and he swings and flies one. Foul territory, left side, third baseman will give it a look. He's over, but will not have a play to make on it. So the count 0-1 on Josh Haggerty. That's the second pitch he's seen in this game. He popped up his last time. 5, 6, and 7 in the order, due up for Mineral Area. Told you about this earlier for Hags. He actually started the series, the regular season series, hitting in the sixth spot and then got moved back up to his more natural five spot because of the great success that he has had against the Archers. Here's the 0-1 pitch upstairs for a ball. 1-1. None better than that game four win in which he went 4-for-4, two runs, three RBIs, a double, and a home run. And that was when he got moved back to the fifth spot. So he rewarded his coach with an outstanding game. Counts now 2-1 as this one misses wide to the left-hander. He swings in, smashes this one past the first baseman, and it is down the line and into the corner. Haggerty is going to hustle extra bases out of this one. He's on his way to second. He'll stand up for a double. Josh Haggerty continues to rake against St. Louis Archer pitching. A smash ground ball down the line. Pulled it down in the corner, and I'm actually surprised he didn't get a triple out of that. Credit the right fielder DuPont for getting over there quickly enough and holding him to that double. And that brings to the plate the six-hole hitter, Grant Dix, who is 1-for-1 today. A single his last time up. Nobody down at the bottom of the fourth. Mineral Area wants the lead back. Here's the pitch to Dix. Fastball caught the outer corner, lower outer corner for a called strike, 0-1. Seth Meese hovering around 40 pitches now in the game. Middle infield playing at normal depth with the runner at second base. In fact, the infield outfield straight away for Dix. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Check swing, accidentally bounced it to the pitcher, and then the pitcher has to run it over to the first base bag himself. Ends up being a good at bat. It's not going to go down as a sacrifice, but it does move Haggerty over to third base. So you'll take that. Ground ball out, and it goes 1 unassisted with Meese beating Dix to the bag. Haggerty's now 90 feet away from scoring the go-ahead run here in this fourth inning. We'll play 9 today and all series long. Here's Logan Bax, who's 0-for-1, the designated hitter. Bax already has one sack fly against St. Louis this year. Here's the pitch to him, swinging a ground ball right side. First baseman is going to field. He'll get to the bag and got him, but the run comes in to score. Haggerty makes it 2-1. Bax was running that out, and I thought, actually, Bax was going to get an infield single out of it, but the first baseman, Stevens, just beat him back to the first base bag. Fielder's choice, RBI ground out, and Mineral Area back on top. 2-1. Logan Bax with RBI number 20. Standing in now is Cullen Stockley, who already has an RBI today. First pitch to him in there for a called strike. 0-1. Here's the next to Cullen. Breaking ball, check swing. He flinched at it but did not go. Evens us up, one ball and one strike. 2-1 Mineral Area, scoring in the even innings so far. One in the second, one here in the fourth. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Downstairs for ball two. 2-1 on the eighth spot. Cullen Stockley, third baseman for the Cardinals. 1-for-1 with an RBI base hit already today. Wind blowing out to right field. Right-hander versus right-hander this matchup. 2-1 pitch. Fastball, it's a beauty. Called strike two. 2-2. Cullen Stockley now 4 of 11 against St. Louis this season. Three RBIs against the Archers in a little over four games. The 2-2 pitch, breaking ball swung on, hit down the third base side, and a nice backhanded play. Third baseman up, and the throws to first. Great pick by the first baseman all around. Great defensive play as Holloway to Stevens is that connection to make it a 5-3 putout. But Mineral Area does score a run in the inning and grabs the lead back. 2-1 after four from Hal Lowry Field in the Region 16 sub-regional. First round, we're back in 60 seconds on AM 800 KRBI.
Mother's Day's just around the corner. Give her the gift of a clean car. Purchase discount wash coupons from a clean team member at any Auto Spa Speedy Wash location in DeSoto, Peavey, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, and their newest location in Bonterre.
Wash your car.
Wash your car.
Wash your car at Auto Spa.
The Audiology and Hearing Center in Farmington can improve your quality of life. We invite you to our open house on May 10th in Farmington. Stop in and visit us during our open house, and we will give you a free hearing screening, check your ear canals, answer any questions, and you can experience invisible, hassle-free hearing. Amplification that doesn't need to be cleaned, no batteries changed, you can even wear them in the shower. So stop by the Audiology and Hearing Center located behind Walmart in Farmington or visit us online at mohearing.com.
Mineral Area College now with five hits in the game and leading St. Louis 2-1. We enter the fifth inning already. This game cruising right along. I probably shouldn't say that because as soon as you do, it starts to slow down. But I went ahead and went there, so we're at 15 minutes until 3 o'clock, and Corey Canterbury will stand in for the St. Louis Archers. He's the top of the order, and he already has an RBI driven in today. He's 1-for-2 as the Archers center fielder. Last time up was a single right back through the box to drive in a run. First time up, it was a strikeout looking. Chase Foyt working on inning number 5 right now. Over 50 pitches thrown, and here comes the first pitch of the top of the fifth inning. It's a skinny right-hander in there with a slightly open batting stance. Wind blows out to dead center field, and Foyt delivers it home. Swung on, popped up, right side, foul territory. It gets out of play. Counts at 1-1. Chase Foyt and Hunter Drafin, the battery, both Northwest High School products, so no surprise those two would get run out there together. Having experience with each other, the high school level. Now, Chase is a year older than Hunter. Here's a pitch downstairs for a ball. 1-1. Chase spending his second season with Mineral Area College, just as solid as his first. Hunter getting his first taste of Mineral Area College athletics this season. He's been a nice addition. The 1-1 pitch flutters upstairs for ball 2. 2-1. Top of the order this inning for St. Louis, Canterbury, Pollard, and then Stevens. Canterbury, a .332 hitter with now 45 driven in this year. 2-1 pitch. Had some loop in it, swung on and stung down the left field line, but foul. Puts us at 2-2. Game 2 is tomorrow at noon. We'll have the call on AM800KRBI. Hoping Mineral Area can take this one, take that one, and a Game 3 won't be necessary. But if it is, we'll have that one too. Swing a ground ball, foul down the third base line. A hair out in front. We stay at 2-2 on Canterbury. Chase Foyt went the distance last time. He faced St. Louis. Can he do it again today? He kicks it high, then brings it home. Swung on. This one's hit a ton. Right field. Right fielder drifting back, and it's an opposite field home run to tie this ball game up from Canterbury. Not enough again at 2 apiece. He'll round the bases to a nice round of applause from the St. Louis contingency that's come down to watch this game. That one got out of here quickly the opposite way from Mr. Canterbury. And that was his 7th home run of the season. Like I said, this St. Louis team, they can crush the baseball. You could argue they're a little too reliant on the home run with now 52 team home runs on the season. But they're fun to watch, aren't they? Pollard will stand in now in a brand new ball game at 2-2. Pollard takes the first one. Ball one, low and inside. 1-0 on Shane. Shane being moved up to the 2 spot for the Archers, hitting .333 now on the year. He's hit all over the place in their lineup. This pitch is downstairs for a ball. It's ball 2. Hitting .307 against Mineral Area pitching this year with 3 driven in against the Cardinals. Also worked 3 walks prior to today's game against Cardinal pitching. Called strike makes it 2-1. Pollard also reached his last time up via the walk, so he's now up to 5 walks on the season against Mineral Area. He's walked twice already today. Now the count runs even at 2-2 as this pitch finds the strike zone. So the 2-2 to the plate from Chase Foyt. Low and inside for ball 3. Count is full at 3-2 with Stevens on deck. The tying run just came across with Canterbury delivering a home run the opposite way to right field. And now ball 4 downstairs. Pollard walks for the 3rd time today. Uncharacteristically, Chase Foyt issuing some free passes today. All of the walks given up by Foyt have been to Pollard. Kyle Stevens will step up. But first, we'll see Blake Jones come and talk to his left-hander. We want to thank some sponsors such as Fleegs Equipment in St. Genevieve, Mineral Area College in Park Hills, Williams and Seacrest Attorneys at Law in Park Hills, Brad Booten Autobody of Ironton, Crown Collision Center Farmington, New Era Bank in Farmington, and Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Quick word between Blake Jones and Chase Foyt. He's heard enough to make his way on back to the dugout. Jeffco got the one seed in the region tournament, so they've got St. Charles today in Hillsboro. Crowder got the two seed. Crowder's playing North Central. Maple Woods is the three seed. They've got Three Rivers. That series being played in Kansas City. And then this is the 4-5 matchup, Mack versus St. Louis. Had a couple of ties in the regular season standings. Jeffco and Crowder both finished 22-6 in the region, but Jeffco took 3 out of 4 from Crowder to earn the one seed. And then Maple Woods and Mineral Area actually ended up with the same region record, but Maple Woods took 3 out of 4 from Mineral Area and earned the three seed. If you flip that around, Mineral Area would be hosting Three Rivers this weekend, but not to be. Get a slightly tougher matchup with the St. Louis Archers here today. Looks like we're ready to go again as Stevens is going to dig in. Kyle Stevens is 0-2. He's made a couple of loud outs today, out in a hard hit double play and also flied out deep to left field. He takes this pitch right down the middle for a called strike, 0-1. Not sure how often you want to be leaving that pitch right down the middle to this guy. 15 home runs this year. Leads the team ahead of David Prost with 13 and Corey Canterbury, who just hit his 7th. Both St. Louis RBIs today belong to their leadoff man, Canterbury. 0-1 pitch. Swung on, lined up the middle, and down for a base hit. First and second base, and then the ball scoots past Josh Haggerty. Runs all the way to the wall. And the runner's going to round third, and they're going to wave him in. Logan Winder, the strong throw home. Not quite in time. The error costs Mineral Area the lead now. 3-2, St. Louis jumps in front. It's a base hit, but E8 out in center field. It took a funny hop out there and just jumped right around. Josh Haggerty, he got his glove on it, but couldn't keep it in front of him. 3-2, St. Louis Archers. Pollard able to come all the way around and score. Now Prost is at the plate. Stevens was able to move up to second base on that same error. He, too, is in scoring position and still nobody down. Prost takes ball one, low, 1-0. Prost is 1-2 today, the Archer catcher. Close batting stance from the right side. Swing and a miss there. He took a big hack. He's reached on the fielder's choice and singled to center field in 2 at-bats today. Count is now 1-1 on him with Stevens at second base. St. Louis has their first lead with the 2 spots so far here in the 5th. Long look from Chase Foyt, and then he brings it home to the big right-handed slugger and finds the strike zone again on the fastball. 1-2. Foyt now has walked 3, struck out 3. He's hit a couple of batters. He's given up 3 runs, 2 of them earned, 5 base hits allowed. The 1-2 pitch from Chase Foyt. Swing and a miss. Big strikeout there. Able to strike out his 4th batter. And that is a much-needed first out at the top of the 5th. Cole DuPont, right fielder, 0-1. He swings it from the left side. He was one of those hit batters. Reached on a fielder's choice his first time up. Southpaw versus southpaw. Fastball does not find the zone. Low and away. Good placement on the pitch. Didn't get the call. It was borderline. 1-0 the count. Cole DuPont leads the team in on base, 486. Pretty good batting average at 305. The kick and the fire from Foyt. Downstairs, good block again by Drathan. And the count's 2-0. First error of the game committed this inning by Mineral Area center fielder Josh Haggerty. It cost him a run. Not only have they given up the lead, St. Louis has taken the lead. 2-0 pitch. Swing and a little high pop-up into shallow right field. Second baseman back. Bouse gloves it. And that's out number 2. Good job so far by Foyt. Bouncing back after some breaks did not go his way to get the next 2 in order with a runner out there at second base. Now you got to get that all-important 3rd out here. And it's down to Colton Anderson, who's 0-2. Playing left field today and hitting in the 6th spot. 2 strikeouts against Chase Foyt. Here's the first. Pitch downstairs. Sucked up there by Hunter Drayton. He's like a vacuum behind the plate. Nothing's getting around him. 1-0 the count. Anderson working on a 290 batting average. That was to start the day. It's dipped since then. The 1-0. High fastball. Called the ball. Puts it at 2-0. Infield straight away. Outfield as they usually do, with Josh Haggerty playing toward left center field. Shades the right-handed hitter to pull. A lot of room down the right center field gap and a lot of room down the right field line. Time is called. He will step out. Colton Anderson takes a practice swing and digs right back in. No batting gloves on him, but he's got his wrists all taped up. The 2-0 pitch. Swing and a tapper foul. Puts it at 2-1. Colton Anderson, in three previous games against Mineral Area, had been just 1 of 11, so now he's 1 of 13 with 5 strikeouts against Mineral Area pitching. His one hit was an extra base hit. It was a double, and that came in Game 2 of the regular season series. The 2-1 pitch from Chase Boyd. Fastball low, ball 3. 3-1. Chase Boyd's location hasn't been the best today with 3 walks and 2 hit batters. Now the 3-1 pitch is swung on, popped up, left side, shortstop backing up, and he's got a play. And Logan Winder falls down making the catch. It wasn't the most graceful play by Logan, but he does put it away, and he gets a nice pat on the rear end by his left fielder, Chase Erhan, congratulating there on making the catch. So a rough inning for Mineral Area College. Could have been a whole lot worse as the Cardinals get out of the jam. Good job by Chase Boyd. 2 runs come in on 2 hits, 1 error, 26 pitches thrown by the Mineral Area starter. 3-2, Archers on top now. Mineral Area looks to answer back in the bottom of the fifth in 60 seconds. It's the talk of the Parkland, AM 800 KRBI.
The month of May is your month to own your very first Harley-Davidson. Hi, this is Tim Serdike at Serdike Harley-Davidson. For a limited time, you can ride away on a new Harley Street 750 for as low as $97 a month, or a new Harley 48 XL 1200X with no money down and only $196 a month on approved credit. Plus, during May, we are loaded with events that you don't want to miss.
Like every Saturday in May, Tim is springing for free food and drink just right on in. And on Saturday, May 21st, it's extra special with their monthly lot party with live music and every guy's favorite, a bikini bike wash. Then mark the calendar now for Memorial Weekend. Serdike Harley will kick things off that Friday night with their monthly Fuel Friday with food and music, hot rods, and a burnout pit.
At Serdike Harley, we also remind you that first responders and active and retired military can take part in our exclusive Harley-Davidson Riding Academy course for free. It's the best way to learn to ride in style. Get complete details at SerdikeHarley.com. May is your month to ride on your new Harley-Davidson from Serdike Harley, Highway 67, South of Festus.
Archers on top, 3-2 over the Mineral Area College Cardinals. Middle innings of this sub-regional. Bottom of the fifth now. Mineral Area up to bat with a 9 spot in the order. Hunter Drayton. Now the Cardinals and the Archers have hit 5 apiece. But one more run for St. Louis. Mineral Area has committed the game's only error. First pitch down low for a ball. The next one taken for a strike. And then a foul ball. Excuse me, the first two were balls. And then the foul ball to make it 2-1. This pitch, check swing, but called a strike. That puts us at 2-2. Drayton, and then back to the top of the order with Strobel. And then two-hole hitter Logan Winder. If anybody gets on Chase Erhan this inning. 2-2 pitch, hit the other way, but foul. Count stays at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mineral Area sporting the white uniforms today. Red Cardinals spelled out across the front. Red numbers and letters. Swinging a weakly hit ground ball to the third baseman. Nice pickup by Holloway. And he makes the easy throw across the diamond. 5-3 on that put out. First is retired in the bottom of the fifth. St. Louis Archers have gotten their leadoff batter aboard in each of the last 4 innings, including a home run to lead off the fifth. That tied the game at 2. They would tack on another to make it 3-2. Mineral Area has gotten their leadoff batter aboard twice today, once on the first and once on the fourth. Mineral Area has also stranded 3. St. Louis has stranded 6 so far. Here's a swing and a ground ball right back to the third baseman. Holloway busy over there, makes the low throw to first, but picked out by Stevens on the backhand. two away quickly in the bottom of the fifth inning. Holloway defending his position well. Meese has only had to throw seven pitches this inning. He's up over 50 now for the game. And Logan Winder bats 0 for 1. He hit his first collegiate home run against the St. Louis Archers last weekend. Today, he's walked and he's flied out. Takes a strike. The count is 0-1 on Logan. He is expected to get the start on the mound. Game 2, he reaches for 1 and fouls it off to put the count at 0-2. Former Dream Team athlete for regional radio when he pitched and played the field for the Farmington Knights, part of their conference tournament championship team from a year ago. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball around the zone outside. One ball, two strikes with two down. Steps out, takes another practice swing, and he's trying to extend this inning for Mineral Area. Chokes up on the bat a bit and swings and pops this one up, and that gets back behind us and out of play. Good job staying alive and wasting that pitch. We stay at 1-2. Logan Winder hitting .384 against St. Louis this year with, again, his first home run, which came in game number 2, his first career home run. He went 1-for-5 that day with 2 RBIs and 2 runs scored. Also struck out a couple of times. Ball 2 puts the count at 2-2 with 2 down. And Seth Meese delivers pitch number 13 of the inning, and it's downstairs. Good job by Winder battling back. Now it's 3-2 with 2 outs. Nobody on. Cardinals have fallen behind 3-2. Not the first time they trailed in this series, though. They've had to battle it back a couple of times. In game 1 of their series, Jeremy Reddick was not able to record an out last Thursday. Here's a swing and a pop-up left side, shallow left field. Third baseman backs up on it. Holloway makes all 3 outs on that inning. And it took Seth Meese just 14 pitches to get through it. Mineral Area goes quietly in the fifth, and we come back in the sixth with St. Louis batting in 1 minute on AM 800 KREI.
The Audiology and Hearing Center in Farmington can improve your quality of life. We invite you to our open house on May 10th in Farmington. Stop in and visit us during our open house, and we will give you a free hearing screening, check your ear canals, answer any questions, and you can experience invisible, hassle-free hearing. Amplification that doesn't need to be cleaned, no batteries changed, you can even wear them in the shower. So stop by the Audiology and Hearing Center located behind Walmart in Farmington or visit us online at mohearing.com.
Have you heard? In 2018, it's predicted 2/3 of American jobs will require advanced education. A person's career earnings have been calculated to be anywhere from $250,000 to $745,000 higher with an associate degree or technical certificate. The best news, if you can hear me now, you live close enough to Mineral Area College to make a real difference in your own earning potential. Start this summer. Classes begin June 6th. Check out mineralarea.edu, call or come by. Make Mineral Area College your next step.
The crack of the bat. It signals local baseball in Missouri's Parkland. Keep up with the excitement on the Voice of the Parkland. AM 800 KREI. Farmington, Fredericktown, the Arcadia Valley.
St. Louis with a 3-2 lead and 7-8-9 in the lineup due up to face Chase Boyd in the top half of the sixth inning in a game that's going to go 9 today. Here's the first pitch of the inning, and it's in there for a called strike by Foyt on the fastball. 0-1 the count. Have another score to pass along to you from this tournament, the other sub-regional, one of the other sub-regionals. Maple Woods has a 7-2 lead over Three Rivers Community College, and that's in the top of the fourth. Also, Jefferson College softball, they are playing for a trip to the national tournament today. They're playing in the district game against Indian Hills and hosting, and it's being broadcast on 1400 KJFF as a foul ball shoots down the right field line, and they're tied 1-1 in their contest, and that is getting toward the end. And actually just got an update on that. Top of the fifth, Indian Hills has pulled away now and leads 4-1 in their game. Swing and a miss for a strikeout here. Down goes Wesley Brooks. He is 0-3 now on the afternoon. But Jefferson College, a great softball team within our listening area. They're trying to get back the Nationals just like they did last year. Now, they play in Division I, Region 16, whereas Mineral Area plays in Division II. So although they play each other, they're in the same conference. Not really big competitors as far as postseason play goes, but definitely rivals, conference rivals. Here's a bunt attempt from Colby Holloway, and he missed it. So to put the count at 0-1, Archer's looking to add to their 3-2 lead here against Mineral Area, trying to win the first game against the Cardinals this year. Mineral Area 4-0 against St. Louis. And the Cardinals winners of 14 out of 15 coming into today in six straight regional games. The 1-1 pitch is outside. 2-1. St. Louis Archers had lost 8 out of 10 and lost six straight regional games, but it's all got to turn around sometime. And this St. Louis team is very, very good. They beat some good teams this year. 2-1, pitch downstairs. Solid pitching for them all year long. And then what makes the difference is if their offense is clicking or not. At times it has. At times it has. It's kind of been an all-or-nothing offense. As many home runs they hit. And there have been a couple of games where their offense did well against Mineral Area, but Mineral Area's offense was just better. And there was a couple of games where St. Louis just couldn't get much going, especially that Sunday game in which Mineral Area won 7-2. The count has run full now, 3-2 on Colby Holloway. And Chase Foy kicks and delivers a low pitch for ball number 4. Watching all the way and sprinting towards first was Holloway, but I think that pitch is a little bit closer than he would have had you believe. Home plate umpire hesitated before letting him go on down for the one-out walk. At least Mineral Area has kept St. Louis from getting their leadoff batter aboard this inning. The streak of 4 straight innings where St. Louis gets the leadoff man aboard came to an end with that strikeout. But now Casey Thomason bats with a runner over at first base, and he fouls it off to the left, 0-1. Thomason's 0-1 today. He had a big at-bat earlier when he sacrificed. That set up St. Louis scoring their first run. Last time up, he flied out to right field. 0-1 with one down. Archer's already on top, 3-2, trying to add to it in the top of the sixth inning. Wind blowing out to center. Foyt, quick check on the runner. But back safely over there is Holloway. So the pairings and the other sub-regional games, Jeffco versus St. Charles, Crowder against North Central, Maple Woods against Three Rivers, Mack against St. Louis, another check on the runner. Back safely. In case you're wondering how the regular season series went between those teams, Jeffco swept St. Charles, Crowder swept North Central. Maple Woods and Three Rivers, though, split. And then Mack, of course, swept St. Louis in the regular season. Here comes the 0-2 pitch to Casey Thomason. Instead, we'll get time called. A long look from Foyt, trying to take the life out of the legs of the runner over at first. The runner is Holloway and does have 2 steals on the year. Has not been caught, so he is 2-for-2. Able to waste a pitch low was Foyt. Did not offer at it, and the count's 1-2. 1:52 was first pitch this afternoon. Here we are at 3:02 in the afternoon. 3:07, excuse me. Swing and a fly ball. This one's in the shallow right. Long run coming in. Strobel, but he's got it. And the wind might have aided him there as well. The wind was blowing it to him. Sacking out of the top of the sixth. Important that Mineral Area keeps this at a one-run ball game. Hoping their chances of that comeback. Corey Canterbury has been a thorn in the side, though, today. And really all series long. All season long. 3.32 batting average overall to start the day. 2-for-3 today with 2 RBIs, including a home run. Runner goes from first, and he'll make it there easily. No throw even from Hunter Drafe, and the pitch was low and in. He really didn't have a chance. 1-0. So now Holloway's in scoring position with his 3rd steal of the year. Still 100%. 2 down in the inning. Got a bear down on this Corey Canterbury guy. Up to 46 RBIs now on the year. A home run the opposite way his last time up. At the time, it tied the game at 2 apiece. Takes ball 2 outside, 2-0. And really, Pollard and Stevens just as deadly after him. Definitely don't let Stevens come up this inning. 2-0 with 2 down. And this is a good fastball on the outer black. Called strike 1, 2-1. Chase Foyt. Now hovering right around 100 pitches. Don't know if he's going to be able to go the distance today. That complete game he had last week was in a short game, a 7-inning game. Here's a swing and a miss. Pulled the string on him there. He's way out in front, 2-2. Need another one of those. But Foyt has been solid. One of his runs today has been unearned. 5 strikeouts and 4 walks. He'd like to get the walk numbers down and the hit-by-pitch numbers down. A couple of hit batters today, too. Two balls, two strikes. Here's a pitch outside. He flinched but didn't go. 3-2. Need one more strike, and it's possible with action working in the Mineral Area bullpen, this could be Chase Foyt's last inning. Canterbury, 2-for-3 with two driven in already today. Can he drive in another one? Here's the 3-2 pitch. Swung on, grounded to the third baseman. Stockley backs up on it, fields it, throws to first, picked out of the dirt by Dix, but then dropped. Couldn't trap it. Low throw. And everybody's safe. Holloway down to third. And reaching is Corey Canterbury. Low throw by Stockley leads to that. Call it an error for now, E5. Canterbury at first, Holloway at third, and now here's Shane Pollard, who's walked all three times he's come to the plate today. See if he gets the bat off the shoulder this time. Here's the pitch, downstairs for a ball, 1-0. Mineral Area has made two defensive errors in this game. One of them cost them a run. Will this last miscue cost them a run or more? Runners on the corners, but two down. Chase Foyt. Over 100 pitches now. Checks the runner back to first. Then the runner comes home from third. They throw down to third base. Then back to third. Sliding back in safely, though, is Holloway. Stockley thought he had him out. And again, Mineral Area does not get the call. A lot of bang-bang plays. I'm not saying the umpire's wrong, but that's at least three big plays in this game that they have not gotten the call on. And that was an important one there. Looked like they had Holloway in a rundown when they checked the runner to first. Holloway broke for home. And a heads-up play by Dix to get it home quickly. And then Drafin made a strong throw down to third, but Stockley apparently didn't get the tag down in time, although it was very, very close. Shane Pollard, 0-for-0 with three walks. Runner again goes from first. Now Drafin throws down to second and throws it into center field, and the run's going to come in from third base to make it 4-2. Well, that's what St. Louis was trying to do just moments ago. This time they get the job done, and the run comes in. Aggressive on the base pass to score. A little bit of insurance to make it 4-2. And the third error of the ball game by Mineral Area. This time it's the catcher, Drafin. The count is two balls and no strikes. And Pollard takes ball three low. Canterbury safe at second base. Give him the steal. It's his second steal of the day. The 3-0 pitch to Pollard from Chase Foyt finds a strike zone. That's out. Well, are the wheels coming off from Chase Foyt? Can he finish this sixth inning? St. Louis has expanded the lead now 4-2. Three unanswered runs for the visiting Archers. A 3-1 pitch to Pollard. Ball four. He walked him for the fourth time today. Pollard on over at first. Canterbury on at second. And the scenario we didn't want to see happen has happened. Stevens is going to come up with the runners at first and second. But first we'll see Blake Jones take a trip out to the mound. Will he be asking for the baseball? Will we see a new pitcher? We're about to find out. We're brought to you by New Era Bank in Farmington, Crown Collision Center in Farmington, and Williams and Seacrest Attorneys at Law in Park Hills. Let's recap this inning while Blake Jones has a talk with the entire infield out here. Brooks struck out swinging to start things off. Holloway then took the walk. Thomason flied out to right. Holloway stole second. Canterbury reached on the error by Stockley, putting runners on the corners. Then Holloway threw a ball into center field, trying to catch Canterbury stealing. And that allowed the run to come in to score. Holloway made it 4-2. Then Pollard took the walk, and now the baseball has been handed to Blake Jones, and we will indeed see a new pitcher. We'll tell you who that new pitcher is when we come back. We'll give him a chance to warm up. Let's take a 90-second break. 4-2, St. Louis with the lead over Mineral Area, and the Archers still threatening with runners at second and first base and two down in the top of the sixth. We're back after this on AM 800 KRBI.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
The month of May is your month to own your very first Harley-Davidson. Hi, this is Tim Cerdak at Cerdak Harley-Davidson. For a limited time, you can ride away on a new Harley Street 750 for as low as $97 a month, or a new Harley 48 XL1200X with no money down and only $196 a month on approved credit. Plus, during May, we are loaded with events that you don't want to miss.
Like every Saturday in May, Tim is springing for free food and drink just right on in. And on Saturday, May 21st, it's extra special with their monthly lot party with live music and every guy's favorite, a bikini bike wash. Then mark the calendar now for Memorial Weekend. Cerdak Harley will kick things off that Friday night with their monthly Fuel Friday with food and music, hot rods, and a burnout pit.
At Cerdak Harley, we also remind you that first responders and active and retired military can take part in our exclusive Harley-Davidson Riding Academy course for free. It's the best way to learn to ride in style. Get complete details at CerdakHarley.com. May is your month to ride on your new Harley-Davidson from Cerdak Harley, Highway 67, south of Festus.
Well, the new pitcher is right-hander Alex Hanft, and he comes in and he has to deal with a big bat in the St. Louis order, Kyle Stevens, who is 1-for-3 today and has already launched 3 home runs against Mineral Area pitching this season. 4-2. The Archers lead, and both runners aboard belong to Chase Voigt, the starting pitcher. But Hanft has had some success against St. Louis this year. His time will be called and draft, and we'll go out and talk to him. Hanft came in relief in that game one of the regular season against St. Louis, where Jeremy Reddick did not record an out. Reddick gave up 5 hits and 6 runs, a walk, and a home run. Hamp came in and ended up pitching 7 innings, 3 hits, 3 runs, 1 of them earned, 1 walk, 7 strikeouts, 1 home run, 1 hit by pitch, and picked up the win in relief in that game. He'll try to do it again here today. Kyle Stevens ready to go. Hamp ready to go. Here's the pitch, and it's a beauty in there for a called strike, 0-1. Still 2 down in the inning. 3 errors committed by Mineral Area defensively today. 1 by the catcher, 1 by the center fielder, and 1 by the third baseman. It's 0-1 on Stevens. If he gets a hold of one, he can hit it a long, long way. And this pitch hits him right in the rear end, and that puts runners on all 3 bags. Stevens at first, Pollard at second, Canterbury is at third base for Prost, the catcher, who's 1-for-3. Struck out swinging last time. He's also reached on a fielder's choice and singled. The bases are juiced. Another dangerous hitter in this order, and Prost. Prost started the day with a .340 overall batting average. 37 walks to lead the team. Here's the pitch to him. A swing, a fly ball. This one's blasted to center field. Will it be deep enough? No, it won't, but it will bounce off the top of the wall. 1 run comes in. 2 runs come in to score. St. Louis extends it now 6-2 on the 2 RBI double from David Prost. RBI is number 47 and 48 on the year, and the St. Louis Archers trying to make a statement in game one of the sub-regional. That ball came within a foot of leaving the yard to the deepest part of the yard. It went 379 feet out to dead center field. Both of the runs that come in are charged to Chase Voigt. Both Canterbury and Pollard scored, so you can now close the book on Voigt. Stevens belongs to Hanft, as does Prost. And the left-handed hitter is at the plate now, and he takes a called strike. This is Cole DuPont. 0-1 the count. DuPont's 0-for-2 today. 6-2 Archers, back-to-back, crooked numbers put up. 2 in the fifth, 3 so far here in the sixth. Runner still at second and third base. Here's the next. Low and inside for a ball. 1-1. DuPont playing right field for St. Louis today. He's popped up. He's been hit by a pitch. He's reached on a fielder's choice. And Alex Hanft trying to put out the fire in the top of the sixth. Kicks and delivers, swinging an inside outer foul. It goes the opposite way. Counts 1-2. Mineral Area hoping to keep it at a 4-run game right now. Cardinals jumped out to a 1-0 lead, then the game got tied up. It stayed tied after 3. Mineral Area took a 2-1 lead after 4, but then 2 in the fifth and 3 in the sixth for the St. Louis Archers, and the sixth isn't over for them yet. Time called. Pitcher steps off. Batter steps out. 1-2. Stevens at third. Prost at second base. He has a big 2 RBI double that nearly left the yard. Would have been a grand slam. Ball outside. Puts it at 2-2. Cole DuPont trying to stretch it out here for the St. Louis Archers. Team leader in on-base percentage at .486, .305 batting average, 27 RBIs, 3 home runs this year. Ball in the dirt, 3-2. First base open, Anderson on deck. Now 5 unanswered runs by the St. Louis Archers and counting. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a foul off of the catcher's mask and back to the screen. We'll do it again. Since coming in, Hamp has thrown 9 pitches but has not recorded an out. Now that the book is closed on Foyt, 5 2/3, he can only take a loss. 5 hits, 6 runs, 2 of them earned, 5 walks, 5 strikeouts, 2 hit batters. The key, the 5 walks and the 2 hit batters, that's basically 7 free passes. Here's a swing and a pop-up, foul territory, out of play, left side. We'll do it again. Stays at 3-2. Hamp came in, hit a batter, and then gave up the big 2 RBI double to Prost. The big bats are on the bases now in Stevens and Prost. Complimentary player in Cole DuPont at the dish right now. 3-2 pitch, swung on, popped up into right field. Shallow right field, long run coming in Strobel, but he will glove it. And the damage is finally over here in the top of the 6th inning. St. Louis Archers get 3 runs, and they get it on 1 hit, 2 errors. Hamp came in and had to throw 11 pitches to finally close it down. 6-2, St. Louis over Mineral Area. Cardinals have work to do when we come back in the bottom of the 6th in 1 minute. You're listening to Mineral Area College Baseball on AM 800 KREI.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASE and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593, because MAC is your next step.
Five unanswered by St. Louis puts the score at 6-2. Long way to go, though. Mineral Area will bat here in the bottom of the 6th inning with the meat of their order due up. 3, 4, and 5, Erhan Baus and Haggerty facing Seth Meese, who's been very efficient today. Right around 60 pitches. The Mineral Area starter, Chase Boyd, has already been chased in this game. No pun intended. Well, some other scores in the sub-regional play. We know that Maple Woods leads Three Rivers 9-3 in the top of the 5th in Game 1 of their series. And North Central leads Crowder 2-1 in the bottom of the 4th in Game 1 of their series. That would be a big upset. North Central could pull that one off, but long way to go there as well. We're underway in the bottom of the 6th, and Chase Erhan takes strike number 1. On the next pitch, he foul tips off to the right to put him down in the count. At 0-2, Chase is 1-for-2 today, a pop fly single in the right field his last time. First time struck out swinging. Cardinals down by 4. The 0-2 pitch to Chase. He reaches for it and slaps it foul the opposite way out of play. Count still 0-2 on Chase Erhan. Erhan, the Mineral Area team leader in home runs. Most of those coming from his leadoff position, but just last week got moved down to the 3 spot, and he's thriving there as well. Don't think there's a spot in the order he couldn't hit. Ball 1 upstairs to make it 1-2. Leads the team in stolen bases, has one today. Leads the team in walks, 43 runs batted in, 12 doubles and a triple. Gets underneath one here and pops it foul back behind us. Stay at 1-2. Baus on deck, then Haggerty, Dix if anybody could get on. The American flag stretched out. Old Glory is blowing out to right field. Swing and a miss. Fastball up in the zone. Zip right past. Chase Erhan. Down he goes. Strikeout. Seth Meese, who was really knocked around by Mineral Area. Game 1 of the regular season series. He has turned it around. Got off to, I don't want to say a bad start, because he only gave up 2 runs, 1 in the 2nd and 1 in the 4th, but got off to a sluggish start today, and then has really turned it around. Foul. And they'll call a foul ball here, and they're going to argue, especially Ryan Bowles is going to argue that the ball hit him on the arm. He's showing the home plate umpire where the ball hit him. Home plate umpire is saying it hit the knob of the bat. Blake Jones is going to come in and join this conversation as well. And apparently, he said enough and argued his case enough to where the home plate umpire gave him first base. Overturned, a foul ball called, a hit by pitch call, and a one-out base runner for Mineral Area College. Maybe that'll get him sparked. St. Louis Archers don't like the new call, and we'll see an argument from their coaching staff as well. Not much of one, though. Archers have a 6-2 lead. St. Louis out hitting Mineral Area 6-5 and also playing better defense. No errors committed by the Archers, 3 committed by Mineral Area today. Josh Haggerty, 1-2. Here's the pitch to him. He swings and misses, took a big hack, and foul tipped it into the glove of the catcher. 0-1. Josh Haggerty, 4-4 game against the Archers last Sunday. Here's the 0-1 pitch to him with one away. Check swing. He didn't go after it. It's outside. One ball, one strike. In this season against St. Louis, hitting .375 against the Archers with 9 driven in and a couple of home runs, including a grand slam. That grand slam came back in game one of the regular season series when he went 1-5 with 4 RBIs. Check on the runner. Everybody's safe. And then a foul back to the screen. Puts the count at 1-2. Mineral Area is going to need some base runners here over the next handful of innings. We're on the bottom of the sixth right now with one down. Bowles was hit by a pitch with one away. That's why he's over at first. Stevens holding him on. Still not a cloud in the sky and a beautiful day for baseball. And the crowd has filled in nicely here in behind me and out beyond right field. It's really a good place to take in a ball game. Not a whole lot of shade, so maybe bring your umbrella, but couldn't ask for a better day. Here's a pitch downstairs for a ball, 2-2. Good block by the catcher that time, Prost keeping it in front. Dix on deck. Thing is, with this Mineral Area lineup, the bottom of the order isn't terrible by any means, but definitely the strength, the meat, is in that top five. They've got some holes in the bottom portion, so these big bats really need to come up big for Mineral Area. Here's a swing and a pop fly. Foul territory down the left side. Third baseman gave it a look but couldn't get there in time. Whole lot of foul territory, really on both sides, but especially down that left field side. Good effort by Holloway. Just out of reach of the outstretched glove on the dead sprint. Counts 2-2. On Hags, the future Southeast Missouri State Redhawk. So he's headed to the OVC. He taps a bat head on the plate and digs back in from the left side. Seth Meese, now over 70 pitches in the game, collects himself to bring home the 2-2. To the plate it comes. Check swing, and they rung him up with a backwards K. Strikeout. Haggerty is retired, 2 down. Now, Mineral Area won all 4 regular season games, but you just, at least I did, had a feeling that this series may go a little bit differently. St. Louis, too good of a team to just go quietly in 6 games against Mineral Area College. Cardinals are going to have to come out here and earn this one if they want to get back to Joplin this year. St. Louis, too, is the defending Region 16 champ, and to be the best, you got to beat the best. Until the Archer season comes to an end, they are the champs. Grant Dick stands in 1-2. Here's the pitch to him. He swings and lifts it high in the air, right side. Foul territory, long run for the first baseman. Can he get there in time? He cannot. Foul ball. And there's all that room, foul territory down the right side this time. Big lumbering first baseman took long strides at that one, but he wasn't going to get there. New baseball for the pitcher, Seth Meese. Reminder that we have third-place game baseball from the MAAA tournament coming your way next. Likely be joining that in progress. That'll be between Central and Farmington. It'll be Greg Armbruster and Sean Malone with the call. Breaking ball around the zone to Grant Dix. Puts the count at 1-1. Looks like Jefferson College maybe got off to a late start in their game against St. Charles. Vikings take a 2-0 lead in the first inning over St. Charles in Hillsboro today. So we now have gotten scores from all the other sub-regionals. Here's the 1-1 pitch, swinging a ground ball. This one's toward the hole. Shortstop's over. Fields it. Flips to second for the fielder's choice. 6-4 put out. Mineral Area strands one. One base runner got on via the hit-by-pitch, but they'll leave him there. 6-2 our score through six innings of play. It's the St. Louis Archers on top of the Mineral Area Cardinals. Seventh inning coming your way in 60 seconds. On the Talk of the Parkland, AM800 KRBI.
If you're planning to build or buy a new home, or perhaps remodel your existing home, you face many decisions, not the least of which is selecting the right lender. Whether you need a fixed rate or adjustable rate mortgage, a construction or home improvement loan, by choosing New Era Bank, you will be assured you made a great decision. For quality service, low rates, and loan service locally, make that decision today. Call or stop by New Era Bank. You'll be glad you did. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes the throwed roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throwed roll. Hot, gigantic throwed rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Game one of the sub-regional going the way of the St. Louis Archers so far. It's the top of the seventh, and St. Louis bats with a four-run lead at 6-2. St. Louis with 6, 7, and 8 in the order. Anderson, Brooks, and Holloway due up. Well, the Jeffco softball team has made it closer with Indian Hills in their district game today. 4-3, Jeffco trying to make a comeback there. Maple Woods and Three Rivers still playing in a 9-3 ball game in the sub-regional from Region 16 in Kansas City. Maple Woods on top in that one. Jeffco leading St. Charles 2-0. And the last we checked, it was North Central on top of Crowder 2-1. And an early score there in the top of the fourth inning. Ball one missing to Colton Anderson, 1-0. Colton's 0-3. Facing Alex Hanf now for the first time. Here's a swing and a fly ball deep to left field. Erhan drifting back toward the left center field gap. He gloves it for the out. And that's how we get started in the top of the seventh inning. St. Louis had gotten their leadoff batter aboard four straight innings. And despite not doing so last inning, still scored three runs. That's two innings in a row. Mineral Area is able to retire the leadoff man. Now Brooks at the plate, who's 0-3. He swings, and he's going to smash one into right field over the second baseman in front of the right fielder down for a base hit. One out, base runner now for St. Louis. And it brings up Holloway, the eight spot. Now St. Louis out hitting Mineral Area by a couple of base hits today. Out hitting them 7-5. Archers with one run in the third, two runs in the fifth, three in the sixth. Mineral Area with just a single tally in the second and fourth innings. Colby Holloway 1-for-1 today. He takes a pitch upstairs, backing off of it from the right-hander for a 1-0 count. 1-for-1, here's his day so far. He's walked, been hit by a pitch, and he's singled. Past Cullen Stockley, check on the runner. As Dix holds Brooks on, he slides back in there safely. Six runs on seven hits, no errors for the Archers. Two runs on five hits, three errors for Mineral Area today. Alex Hamp from the stretch, working in relief for Chase Boyd, brings home the 1-0 pitch over but low on the fastball, and it is 2-0. Game two at noon tomorrow, if necessary. We'll do the game three tomorrow as well. Then the series will be done. Winner moves on to Joplin. Next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, if Mineral Area makes it there, we will be making the trip with them. 2-0 pitch, fastball zipped past him, a high fastball, couldn't catch up. Check on the runner, Drafen can't get Brooks over there at first. 2-1 the count. Now, likewise for Jefferson College baseball, we'll be making the trip if Jeffco makes it to Joplin as well. It'll just be broadcast on a different radio station. It'll be on 1400 KJFF. 2-1. Swung on and missed. Fastball downstairs. Good sinking action on that one. He waved over the top of it. 2-2. We're hoping Mineral Area and Jeffco can make it to Joplin, have both of the Region 16 teams from this area represented. Then if Three Rivers could make it as well, you've got three from this side of the state going on. But then St. Louis would be from this side of the state as well. Swing and a miss there. Big strikeout for Hampton. Another tech on the runner from Drafin. And again, they don't get the call. Another bang, bang play on a snap tag. And Dix can't believe it. But the strikeout does at least retire the second batter of the inning. And it brings up Casey Thomason, who's 0-for-2. Some Mineral Area fans frustrated with all the umpiring today. First base, home plate. But mostly the field umpires, first and second base umpires, are the ones who are getting a lot of the flack. Here's Thomason, who sacrificed, flied out a couple of times, both the right field. He's going to try to drop down a drag bunt to the pitcher. Pitcher fields, flips the first, and a nice play by Hamp. And the runner is left stranded as Mineral Area gets out of the inning. Mineral Area trails 6-2, and we move to the bottom of the seventh inning. Cardinals will try to wake those bats up when we come back in 1 minute. You're listening to the Sub-Regional from the Region 16 Tournament on AM 800 KRBI.
The month of May is your month to own your very first Harley-Davidson. Hi, this is Tim Serdike at Serdike Harley-Davidson. For a limited time, you can ride away on a new Harley Street 750 for as low as $97 a month, or new Harley 48 XL 1200X with no money down and only $196 a month on approved credit. Plus, during May, we are loaded with events that you don't want to miss.
Like every Saturday in May, Tim is springing for free food and drink. Just ride on in. And on Saturday, May 21st, it's extra special with their monthly lot party with live music and every guy's favorite, a bikini bike wash. Then mark the calendar now for Memorial Weekend. Serdike Harley will kick things off that Friday night with their monthly Fuel Friday with food and music, hot rods, and a burnout pit.
At Serdike Harley, we also remind you that first responders and active and retired military can take part in our exclusive Harley-Davidson Riding Academy course for free. It's the best way to learn to ride in style. Get complete details at SerdikeHarley.com. May is your month to ride on your new Harley-Davidson from Serdike Harley, Highway 67, south of Festus.
Seth Meese still going strong for the St. Louis Archers. He will come out to start the bottom of the seventh inning, and the Cardinals will counter with the bottom of their order. Back, Stockley, Drafin, Strobel, if anybody can reach. Somebody's got to get it going. Mineral Area has been held to five hits in the game and has only been able to muster up two runs so far. Defense letting the Cardinals down today. Chase Foy didn't have his best stuff starting today, so hoping the bullpen and the bats can bail him out. Here's a swing and a line drive opposite way, and Logan Bax leads it off with a single to start it. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning, Logan Bax is now 1-for-3 as the designated hitter today. Anderson fields it on a couple of hops, gets it back in. Here's Cullen Stockley, who had Mineral Area's first RBI. And that was back in the second inning. Stockley is 1-for-2. First time up, single to right field, driving in the run. He's also grounded out to the third baseman. He's hit mostly in the 8 and 9 spots today. Tries to drop down a bunt, but pops it up, and the third baseman fields, and an unproductive at-bat from Cullen Stockley. Unable to get it down and move the runner up, and the 9 spot is due up in Drafin, and then we'll go ahead and let him bat, and he may be asked to do the same exact thing. We'll see. So Holloway comes in to make the catch on that popped-up bunt. Here is Hunter Drafin 0-for-2 on the day. Let's see if he's squaring the bunt, but Mineral Area needs more than just one run manufactured here. Here's the pitch. He's going to swing away and pop it up. This is into shallow right field. Who wants it? Second baseman coming over toward the line, and he will put it away right on that foul line, and that's quickly the second out. Back-to-back pop flies, and Meese continues to work efficiently. Meese is just now approaching 80 pitches, and we're in the bottom of the seventh. Here's Hayden Strobel, who's hit the ball hard a couple of times. He's 1-for-3. Base hit his first time up into right field, then a line out to right field, then a ground out to third base. The pitch to the Cardinal right fielder, breaking ball. It just missed outside for a ball. 1-0. Strobel started the day batting 368 with 20 driven in. Three triples, seven doubles, looking for that first home run of the year. He awaits the 1-0 pitch. He swings and lifts this one high in the air toward the right center field gap. Center fielder's on the run. Right fielder on the run. Neither one of them can get there. He plugs that gap. Bax is rounding third, and he's going to trot home. RBI double for Hayden Strobel. He's 2-for-4, and the Cardinals inch a little bit closer. 6-3 in the bottom of the seventh. That was well placed. And that right center field gap, no chance for Canterbury, no chance for DuPont. Logan Bax able to come home easily. Seth Meese just now at 80 pitches in the game.
But he gave up a shot right there. So now coming to the plate will be the two-hole hitter. And that's going to be scheduled Logan Winder, and it indeed will be Logan. 21 RBIs now on the year for Hayden Strobel as Logan takes the fastball in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Winder's 0-for-2 today. 6-3, Cardinals back to within striking distance. The potential tying run on deck right now, so it'd be nice if Winder could get on base for Chase Erhan, who leads him in home runs. The wind blowing out the right field today. He's a candidate to leave the yard. Canterbury's already left the yard to right field today, and he's a right-hander. One ball, one strike with two down. Strobel at second base in a 6-3 ball game. Here's the next to Logan Winder, swinging an opposite field fly ball. Left fielder drifting over toward the line. Anderson gloves it for the third out of the inning, but not before Strobel delivers the big RBI double to cut the lead. 6-3 now. Archers lead the Mineral Area Cardinals after 7. Eighth inning coming your way in 60 seconds. Keep it on AM 800 KRBI.
Mother's Day's just around the corner. Give her the gift of a clean car. Purchase discount wash coupons from a clean team member at any Auto Spa Speedy Wash location in DeSoto, Peavey, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, and their newest location in Bon Terre.
Wash your car.
Wash your car.
Wash your car at Auto Spa.
The Audiology and Hearing Center in Farmington can improve your quality of life. We invite you to our open house on May 10th in Farmington. Stop in and visit us during our open house, and we will give you a free hearing screening, check your ear canals, answer any questions, and you can experience invisible, hassle-free hearing. Amplification that doesn't need to be cleaned, no batteries changed, you can even wear them in the shower. So stop by the Audiology and Hearing Center located behind Walmart in Farmington or visit us online at mohearing.com.
Well, the Cardinals able to cut into the Archers' lead. Now the score is 6-3 thanks to the Hayden Strobel RBI double, his 21st RBI of the season. But running out of time, running out of outs now. We're in the top of the eighth inning, and Alex Hant is back out for more work, and he will face the top of the St. Louis order. Real quick, the Jeffco Vikings have expanded their lead over St. Charles, now 5-0. Also, Crowder has come back to take the lead over North Central 7-2, and they're on the top of the fifth. Jeffco's softball team has fallen to Indian Hills in game one of their district series. Final score there was 4-3, and that game was broadcast on 1400 KJFF this afternoon. Here is Corey Canterbury, 2-for-4 today with a couple of runs batted in and a home run the opposite way over the right field wall. 6-3, Cardinals trail. Right now, need to pitch and play defense. Hamped brings it home. Off-speed pitch. Swung on and hit a mile down the left field line. And Chase Erhan's going to watch it fly. Canterbury's second home run of the game. They get the run right back. 7-3, Archers. My goodness, this guy can swing it at the top of the order for St. Louis. He's hit home runs number 7 and 8. In today's game alone, he's got 3 RBIs. The Archers right back on top by 4 runs. No doubter down the left field line. Chase Erhan could only watch it. Blake Jones coming out quickly to ask for the baseball from Alex Hanft, and we'll see another new Mineral Area pitcher. 7-3 Archers lead, and nobody out in the top of the eighth inning. Two spot up in the order, Pollard, who has reached safely all 4 times today with 4 walks. He'll see a new pitcher when we come back in 90 seconds on AM 800 KRBI.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
The month of May is your month to own your very first Harley-Davidson. Hi, this is Tim Serdike at Serdike Harley-Davidson. For a limited time, you can ride away on a new Harley Street 750 for as low as $97 a month, or a new Harley 48 XL1200X with no money down and only $196 a month on approved credit. Plus, during May, we are loaded with events that you don't want to miss.
Like every Saturday in May, Tim is springing for free food and drink just right on in. And on Saturday, May 21st, it's extra special with their monthly lot party with live music and every guy's favorite, a bikini bike wash. Then mark the calendar now for Memorial Weekend. Serdike Harley will kick things off that Friday night with their monthly Fuel Friday with food and music, hot rods, and a burnout pit.
At Serdike Harley, we also remind you that first responders and active and retired military can take part in our exclusive Harley-Davidson Riding Academy course for free. It's the best way to learn to ride in style. Get complete details at SerdikeHarley.com. May is your month to ride on your new Harley-Davidson from Serdike Harley, Highway 67, South of Festus.
Well, the third Mineral Area pitcher being used today is right-hander Bryce Mueller, and his first two pitches to Pollard are inside for ball one and ball two. Pollard has been on base all four times with four walks, and he's on his way to a fifth now, but he's swinging away and grounds one foul down the third baseline. Actually, a little surprised to see him swinging at one there. He had been very, very patient at the plate, and it's paid off for him, raising those on-base numbers. But now he's got a 2-1 count still to work with, facing Bryce Mueller. Mueller making his ninth appearance, 8 1/3 innings of work under his belt, 4.32 ERA. Swing and a miss there, puts it at 2-2.
Come on, finish it here, Bryce.
I'll give you the final numbers on Alex Hampt. 1-1, 1 1/3 innings of work, 3 hits, 1 run, a strikeout, a hit batter, and a home run allowed as well. There's ball 3 to make it 3-2. Another borderline pitch. It could have gone either way. Infield stirred away, slightly shading a pull in the outfield. A 3-2 pitch from Bryce Mueller to Shane Pollard. And he reaches for it, swings and grounds it to the shortstop, Winder. Winder up with it, throws to first, but threw high for the fourth error of the game by the Mineral Area defense. Another base runner here for the St. Louis Archers, and on base all five times, but now with an 0-for-1 today is Pollard. So the heartache continues for Mineral Area today. Not that they're out of the game. Any means, but certainly it's not going the way the first four games of the year did, taking on St. Louis. So now Mueller's going to have to bear down and deal with the next batter, which is Kyle Stevens, who's 1-for-3. He swings and gets under one, pops it foul. That'll get behind us, though, and out of play. Count's 0-1. 1-for-3 for Stevens. Hit by pitch last time. He's singled, he's flied out, and he's been out in a double play ball. The power hitters in this Archer lineup really close up their stance from the right side. Then they load up and just launch themselves into the ball. They can hit it a long way. That Canterbury home run, his second one that he hit to the left, that one could have been out of here twice. It was over the trees. One ball, one strike now. The impressive thing about Canterbury is he's left the yard to both fields now. He's gone oppo and then he's pulled one. 2-1 now to count. Bryce Mueller. Pitching in relief, trying to pitch around an error by his shortstop, Winder, on a high throw to first. Dix went up high to get it, but couldn't get the tag down on his way back down. 2-1 pitch, swung on and crushed foul. 2-2. Seven to three. Looked like Mineral Area had some momentum behind them when they got that run in the seventh, thanks to the RBI double by Strobel. But then Canterbury home run to lead off this inning, his second leadoff home run of the day. Put it back to a four-run margin at 7-3. We're still going here in the top of the eighth inning. Ball downstairs and back to the screen allows Pollard to get up to second base. And the count runs full with Pollard down in scoring position. Cardinals are tired of seeing Pollard on base today. He's getting his workout, getting his exercise, running the bases. And the count full 3-2 on Kyle Stevens. By far their most dangerous hitter with 15 home runs on the year. Best batting average on the team, .376. Already clubbed against club 3 home runs against Mineral Area this year. Set of new baseballs coming into the home plate umpire. Hunter Drafin will take an opportunity to go and talk to Bryce Mueller. With a 3-2 count and Mineral Area not being able to afford to fall behind by too much more. Bryce Mueller's out of Columbia, Missouri, Southern Boone product. Stevens wants his second hit of the day, and he takes ball 4 outside instead. Takes the walk. 3 straight have reached in the top of the eighth against Mineral Area. The home run, the error, and now the walk. David Prost, just like Stevens, closes his batting stance, launches himself into the ball. And he just brings a club up to the plate with him. 2-for-4 today for the catcher for St. Louis. Doubled to center last time.
with the bases loaded, brought in two. He's also struck out swinging, reached on a fielder's choice, and singled to center field. Bryce Mueller able to nearly find the strike zone there, but again, called a ball, 1-0. Mueller working from the stretch. Three-quarter sleeves underneath the white jersey, black Under Armour underneath. Pitch downstairs to the right-hander. 2-0. Righty-righty matchup. Infield would love the double play, the combo Winder and Bouse today. Winder playing for the injured Tim Fox and had been playing great offensively, really defensively too. But today he has made the error and has not been able to do much offensively. There's a foul ball off to the left side, out in front of the pitch, 2-1. While the Cardinals are on the third pitcher, the St. Louis starter still going strong. Meese has gone seven strong innings, allowing three runs. He's walked one, but struck out four. And his team has staked him to a four-run lead. Time called with a count at 2-1. Once again, we will be joining the NAAA tournament in progress as soon as this game goes final this afternoon. Central Rebels, Farmington Knights, St. Francis County rivalry game for third place in the MAAA tournament. Check on the runner, and Bryce Mueller airmails it into center field, and the runners both advance. Pollard over to third, and Stevens up to second base on the fifth Mineral Area College error. It's starting to come unraveled now defensively for the Cards. Mueller, E1 that time. So two in scoring position, still nobody down, and David Prost at the plate with a 2-1 count, and he swings through a high fastball, 2-2. All he has to do is put the ball in play, and he's likely going to get a run home. Infield is drawn in on the corners, really all the way around. They're drawn in at the grass, needing to come home with it if they get that chance, and they just might. Ground ball to the shortstop, bobbled but then picked up and thrown to first by Winder. If he fields it cleanly, he's got the easy force out at home plate. Instead, bobbled a bit, no error charge, but the run does come in. They at least get one out of the play. Pollard scores. Stevens stays put at second, and the lead is extended now 8-3. Archers have their largest lead of the game. RBI ground out from David Prost, his third RBI of the day. Next batter stands in and fouls it off to the right side. Next batter, Cole DuPont, who is 0-3. Bryce Mueller not getting a whole lot of help from his defense since coming in. He hasn't pitched poorly. One unearned run given up, but he has committed an error that allowed runners to advance, which led to this most recent run, and he nearly throws this one to the screen, but Drayton's able to get up and lunge after it to keep it from going back here. 1-1 the count with one away here in the top of the eighth. 8-3 Archers, and Stevens on at second base. And this one's down low for ball number two. 2-1. If Mentor Larry cannot come back, they will need game two at noon tomorrow to force the game three. Logan Winder set to start game two. 2-1 pitch, a swing, and a smash down the right field line, and this ball is off the base of the wall. Stevens rounds third. He'll trot home, and heading to second base is Cole DuPont with his first hit of the day, and it's an RBI double to make it a six-run lead at 9-3 in the top of the eighth. And the Archers are starting to tee off now. Maybe taking out some aggression, some frustration that they had in being swept in four games, giving up the chance to host in this sub-regional last weekend. Now they come down here to Park Hills, and they brought the bats with them. Colton Anderson at the plate now. He's 0-4, but time will be called. Archers are now out-hitting Mineral Area 9-7. Three more runs here in the eighth. And a 9-3 Cardinal deficit. Blake Jones going to come talk again, and he may be asking for the baseball again. Bryce Mueller going to step off the hill, hand the baseball over, and we will see a new Mineral Area pitcher. It will be the fourth pitcher used here in game number one. It's going to put a lot of pressure on tomorrow's starter to make sure he can last.
but the Cardinals trail by 6 at 9-3. Top of the 8th, one down, DuPont at second base, and the batter will be Colton Anderson, who's 0-4 when we come back. And we'll come back in 90 seconds to Hal Lowry Field. It's sub-regional baseball in the Region 16 tournament on AM 800.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASE and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593, because MAC is your next step.
If you're planning to build or buy a new home, or perhaps remodel your existing home, you face many decisions, not the least of which is selecting the right lender. Whether you need a fixed-rate or adjustable-rate mortgage, a construction or home improvement loan, by choosing New Era Bank, you will be assured you made a great decision. For quality service, low rates, and loan service locally, make that decision today. Call or stop by New Era Bank. You'll be glad you did. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Nine to three, St. Louis on top of Mineral Area College in game one of the sub-regional for the Region 16 baseball tournament hosted by the Cardinals here in Park Hills. Kenton Crawford is the new pitcher. He's the spot starter. He actually started game two of the regular season series in St. Louis. Took a no decision, went five innings, gave up four hits, five runs, four of the earned, four walks, seven strikeouts, and a couple of home runs. He's got good stuff, and he brings home the first pitch to Colton Anderson, and it just misses for ball number one. He's the fourth Mineral Area pitcher used today, and again, it's going to put pressure on Logan Winder to put up a good start tomorrow. As the Cardinals are exhausting their bullpen a little bit more than they would have liked to today. Good thing is none of them threw a ton of pitches. Pitch down low, 2-0, to where they still could be available tomorrow. Certainly Chase Voigt would not be. And Alex Hanfield, you'd have to wonder, but I think Bryce Mueller would be okay to go. 2-0 is the count. Swinging a foul off to the right side. Puts the count at 2-1. One away in the top of the eighth inning. Not only is Crawford the fourth pitcher to be used by Mineral Area today, he's the third pitcher this inning. Hamp started it, then Mueller, who only got one out, and now here's Kenton Crawford. He's got a 2-1 count on Colton Anderson, who's 0-4 with one out. DuPont, the runner at second base, swinging a hard hit, ground ball, trapped by the shortstop, Winder, another high throw, but this time Dick's able to go up and get it and come down and make the tag. 6-3 on the put-out, runner moves up. DuPont now 90 feet away over at third base, but two outs in the inning. Logan Winder on a couple of his throws, a little too nonchalant. He kind of lollipops it over there. Grant Dix has had a hard time fielding some of these throws from his shortstop. Now Wesley Brooks at the plate. The runner at third belongs to Bryce Mueller. Brooks the left-hander, Crawford the right-hander, pitched low and outside for ball one. 1-0. The DH for the Archers, 1-4 on the day. A single, a strikeout, reached on a fielder's choice, and a ground out to the pitcher. Crawford working from the stretch with two away. Gets him to reach for one. Swing a pop-up. Shallow left field. Shortstop going back, and Logan Winder puts it away for the third out of the inning, but not before the Archers score three more runs to extend their lead now to 9-3 over the Mineral Area Cardinals. Cardinals have to wake the bats up here when we come back in 1 minute. It's the bottom of the eighth coming at you right after this on AM 800 KRBI.
Choosing new flooring can be overwhelming. Hi, I'm Don with Carpet One Floor and Home in Farmington, and we're ready to help you. We mean really ready to help you, whether you're building your dream home or refreshing and updating. Why should you select us? Well, first of all, and this is important to you, we're all local. Our store is locally owned. We're not a company store, not even a franchise. We're a co-op of many independent stores. If you've seen a Carpet One store in Dallas, Chicago, or Osage Beach, Missouri, it's just like us. There are over 1,000 of us, and that's the second thing that's important to you. We have enormous buying power. We pay less for the top brands of flooring, and so do you. We're neighbors. We're accountable to you. We provide you quality, and we save you money. That's our story. Learn more at Carpet One Floor and Home between Steak and Shake and Famous Footwear in Maple Valley Plaza in Farmington.
We're your official government weather reporting station, the voice of Missouri's Parkland. AM 800 KREI, Farmington, Ironton, the Arcadia Valley.
Well, Mineral Area did lead in this game, but it seems like long ago. They led 1-0 and then 2-1, but now trail 9-3 as we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Chase Erhan to lead it off here in the bottom of the eighth, facing Seth Meese, and Meese pumps in a strike just like he's been doing all game long to the count 0-1. 3-4-5 in the Mineral Area order, and there's a swing and a foul off to the right side. Count'll be 0-2 now. So after Erhan, it'll be Bouse and then Haggerty. And hopefully they can keep their line moving. Here's a swing and a fly ball toward the gap in left center field, but hit high in the air. That allows Canterbury to get over there on the run and make the catch, ranging to his right. One away in the bottom of the eighth. Well, we've seen that Three Rivers has made a comeback against Maplewoods, but still trailed by a run later into that one. Their score is 9-8. And Crowder has taken a 7-2 lead over North Central into the bottom of the sixth inning. Curveball here is high, 1-0 to Ryan Bouse, who's 0-2, hit by a pitch today. That was his last time. He swings and fouls this one off to the right side. He's also flied out to left and grounded into a double play. That was in the first inning. He's got a one ball, one strike count. Mineral Area just has not walked a whole lot against St. Louis in this series. Unable to get on base. They've been swinging away. Here's a swing and a fly ball into left field. Foul territory. Third baseman drifts all the way back. Holloway puts it away on another high pop-up. So that's the second out quickly in the bottom of the eighth. But you look at Seth Meese. He's walked one today. Each of the first two games in which Mineral Area scored a bunch of runs, they did not walk. They like to swing the bats. Ryan Bouse has been really the catalyst of that. He's a guy that does not get cheated, does not walk. He swings away and he drives the baseball. The walk numbers just aren't there. Today, they could have used a few of those walks to set the table. But they haven't been there. The offense has come up empty for the most part against a good pitcher in Seth Meese. 2-0 the count here on Josh Haggerty. Then he gets under one here and swings and flies it into center field. Shallow center, easy play, can of corn for Canterbury. And how about Seth Meese that inning? 9 pitches. He gets through the Mineral Area order. 9-3. St. Louis Archers on top of the Mineral Area Cardinals will go to the ninth. St. Louis bats one more time here in 1 minute on the Talk of the Parkland, AM 800 KREI.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out, here comes the throwed roll. They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass arounds, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out, here comes a throwed roll. Hot, gigantic throwed rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Three, four, and five in the Mineral Area order went quietly there in the eighth. So now we move to the ninth inning, and we'll see yet another new pitcher out there for the Mineral Area Cardinals. Crawford went 2/3 and did a good job in relief, but his day is done, and we'll see Tanner Culpa in the game. Tanner Culpa has done well against St. Louis this season. They'll give him a chance to warm up, and then he'll face the bottom of the order, 8, 9, and 1 due up. But here's how Tanner Culpa has done. A no decision, pitching an inning of work, 2 hits, 1 run, and it was earned, and a strikeout earlier this year. That was in game number 4 against St. Louis in the regular season. In game number 2, he picked up a win in relief, going 2 innings of work, 2 hits, a run, a walk, and 4 strikeouts. So all told against St. Louis, 1-0, 3 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, both of them earned, 5 strikeouts, and a walk. Let's get him his next relief win here today with a rally in the bottom of the ninth inning. It'd be a heck of a rally, but we've seen crazier. Tanner Culpa continues to warm up. Holloway will be the batter. He's 1-for-2. Holloway's day today, a strikeout, a walk, hit by pitch, and a single left side of the infield. Maplewoods has added one more against Three Rivers and extend their lead to 10-8. They've got a good one. Those two teams have played each other tough this year, splitting the regular season, battling it out again today out in Kansas City. 10-8, the score there, top of the seventh inning. And all these sub-regional games will go 9 innings, as will the regional tournament next weekend, that double elimination format with the final four. Tanner Culpa brings home the pitch and a swing and a fly ball deep left field, and this ball is off the top of the wall. Rounding first and headed to second base is Colby Holloway. He greets Tanner Culpa with a charge double out to left center field. St. Louis Archers, man, they're driving the ball all over the place. For Colby Holloway, it's his second base hit of the day. And now it's Thomason at the dish, 0-for-3. Number four against number four. Right-hander against right-hander. Thomason has flied out a couple of times. He's grounded out. He's also sacrificed. As we play here in the top of the ninth, the Archers have put up crooked number three times in this game and another one run one other time in this game. 9-3. Breaking ball in there for a called strike. Caught the top of the zone. Counts 0-1. 0-1, nobody out, and a runner at second base for the St. Louis Archers. They're about ready to get started. The third-place game of the NAAA baseball tournament between Farmington and Park Hills Central. We'll give a final rundown of the stats. When this one goes final, we'll record the interview with one of the coaches from Mineral Area College and have that for sports later on tonight. So after we run down the stats, we will go ahead and send it over to Yanksfield in St. Genevieve. Hit by a pitch here, puts runners at first and second base. Thomason is aboard. It has just not been Mineral Area's day at the old ball yard today. As perfect as the weather is and getting a home game in this sub-regional, St. Louis Archers have been the better team through 8-plus innings. Check swing on a pitch down low to Canterbury, and he went around. Swing and miss, 0-1 the count. Canterbury's working on Unico Bank Player of the Game honors today. Two home runs, both leading off innings, one to right field, one to left field. Three RBIs. He also had an RBI base hit early. A couple of steals for him, too. Swings and misses, pulled the string on him. He was out in front. Counts 0-2. Still nobody out. Holloway doubled to start the inning. Thomason was hit by a pitch. Fifth Mineral Area pitcher to come into this game, Tanner Culpa. Long look from the stretch. Right-hander Tanner Culpa shakes off Drayfin a few times. Has him go through the signs one more time. Has the one he wants now. Comes set. Kicks and delivers it to the plate. Breaking ball spoiled off to the right side. Now I'll give you the numbers for Culpa against St. Louis Community College this season. And after this 0-2 pitch, we'll bring you his numbers overall on the year in relief for Blake Jones' Mineral Area College Cardinals. We might have to wait a little bit longer for that as Culpa has a long look here, then kicks and delivers it. Called strike three, delayed called strike three, but strike three nonetheless. Batter didn't like it, but I'm not sure what he's waiting on right there. Great pitch from Tanner Culpa, one away in the top of the ninth. So Tanner Culpa with a 3.54 ERA, now 20 and two-thirds innings of work, counting that last out. A 1-2 record on the season. 15 strikeouts, 10 walks. He's done a good job in relief, one of Mineral Area's better relievers. Here's a swing and a ground ball to the shortstop. Winder flips to second for one out on the first. Can they get to? Yes, they can. 6-4-3, Winder to bounce to dips and retired as Shane Pollard for the first time today. And boy, that was... feel good. Maybe that momentum can carry over for a big comeback in the bottom of the ninth inning. Cardinals trail St. Louis 9-3 in this Region 16 sub-regional game number one. We're back in a minute on KRBI.
The Audiology and Hearing Center in Farmington can improve your quality of life. We invite you to our open house on May 10th in Farmington. Stop in and visit us during our open house, and we will give you a free hearing screening, check your ear canals, answer any questions, and you can experience invisible, hassle-free hearing. Amplification that doesn't need to be cleaned, no batteries changed, you can even wear them in the shower. So stop by the Audiology and Hearing Center located behind Walmart in Farmington or visit us online at mohearing.com.
Mother's Day's just around the corner. Give her the gift of a clean car. Purchase discount wash coupons from a clean team member at any Auto Spa Speedy Wash location in DeSoto, Peavey, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, and their newest location in Bon Terre.
Wash your car.
Wash your car.
Wash your car at Auto Spa.
Seth Meacy's going to try to go the distance and finish what he started today. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. He's just over 90 pitches. He's been pretty darn good today, giving up just the 3 runs. Mendelary has also committed 5 errors defensively today. The free passes, the hit batters, the errors, it's the story of this afternoon's contest. But let's see if the Cardinal, bottom of the order, can get it going for him. It's 6, 7, and 8. Dix, Bax, and Stockley. Drafen, if anybody gets on, we might even see some pinch hitters this inning. As Blake Jones lays it all out on the table. Here's the pitch to Dix in there for a strike, and Meacy keeps on pumping him in. It's the difference between him and the Mineral Area pitching. He has not yielded a whole lot of free passes today. He's given up some now and then. Here's a swing of the ground ball to the shortstop, and not all that hard hit. Thomason up with it, throws to Stevens across the diamond, 6-3 on that put out. Mineral Area is down to their final 2 outs here in game number 1. Precisely how many free passes has Meacy giving up? Well, just the 1 walk. He's also hit a batter. So just 2, really. 4 strikeouts. Logan Bax is 1-for-3. He take pitch up and away for ball number 1. Counts 1-0. Mineral Area with RBIs from Strobel, Bax, and Stockley today. Each have driven in 1. There's a called strike. To put it at 1 ball and 1 strike. Meacy could potentially get through this game throwing less than 100 pitches in 9 innings. Breaking ball low and inside. 2-1, but he'd better get on it quick. Cardinals need 6 runs to extend it, 7 to win it here in the bottom of the ninth. Nobody on, 1 down. Here's an inside outer foul the opposite way. 2 balls and 2 strikes. After a rundown of the stats when this one goes final, we're out to Yanks Field in St. Genevieve for the NAAA Conference Baseball Tournament third place game. They're either already underway or just about to be right now. There's a swing and a pop-up foul territory. That's going to stay playable for Holloway, who's over to make the catch. I got to say, he has played a great third base today. Not that that was all that difficult of a play, but every chance he's had over there, he's pretty much come up with the ball. So a pop fly out, and it's the second out, and Mineral Area is down to their last chance, and it is Cullen Stockley who drove in the game's first run all the way back in the second inning. He swings and lines one into right field. Right fielder comes in, dives, and he makes the catch to win the game. Archers take it away from Mineral Area 9-3 in game 1 of the sub-regional. We'll take a 1-minute break. We'll come back with your post-game stats and wrap up on AM 800 KRBI.
The month of May is your month to own your very first Harley-Davidson. Hi, this is Tim Serdike at Serdike Harley-Davidson. For a limited time, you can ride away on a new Harley Street 750 for as low as $97 a month, or a new Harley 48 XL 1200X with no money down and only $196 a month on approved credit. Plus, during May, we are loaded with events that you don't want to miss.
Like every Saturday in May, Tim is springing for free food and drink just right on in. And on Saturday, May 21st, it's extra special with their monthly lot party with live music and every guy's favorite, a bikini bike wash. Then mark the calendar now for Memorial Weekend. Serdike Harley will kick things off that Friday night with their monthly Fuel Friday with food and music, hot rods, and a burnout pit.
At Serdike Harley, we also remind you that first responders and active and retired military can take part in our exclusive Harley-Davidson Riding Academy course for free. It's the best way to learn to ride in style. Get complete details at SerdikeHarley.com. May is your month to ride on your new Harley-Davidson from Serdike Harley, Highway 67 South of Festus.
Final line score, 9 runs on 10 hits, no errors for St. Louis, 3 runs, 7 hits, 5 errors for Mineral Area College today. Final score, 9-3. St. Louis beats Mineral Area for the first time this year, and now is just 1 game away from getting to Joplin. Mineral Area is going to have to win the next 2 to get to Joplin next weekend. Let's run down the stats real quick before we go and join third place action from the MAAA baseball tournament. Let's start with St. Louis. Canterbury 3-for-6 at the top of the order, scoring 3 runs, striking out a couple of times, but he also delivered 2 home runs and stole a couple of bases today.
might be good enough for player of the game honors today. Pollard was 0 for 2 with 3 runs scored. He walked 4 times and reached on an error, though, so on base 5 times. Stevens was 1 for 3 with a run scored and a walk. Prost was 2 for 5 with 3 RBIs, including a bases loaded double off the top of the wall. Also struck out. DuPont 1 for 4 with an RBI. He made the diving catch to end it in right field. Anderson was 0 for 5 with 2 strikeouts. Brooks was 1 for 5 with a strikeout. Holloway 2 for 3, 2 runs, walk, and a strikeout today. Played a great third base. And Thomason was 0 for 3. Extra base hits for St. Louis. Prost, DuPont, and Holloway all with doubles. Canterbury with the 2 home runs. And Thomason also had a sacrifice. Canterbury with the 2 stolen bases. Holloway also with a stolen base. St. Louis Archers would strand 13 base runners today, or actually 11 base runners today, but that just meant they were getting runners on every single inning. Only the first inning did they not strand anybody, and that's only because they hit into a double play. So they were getting them on, they were getting them over, and for the most part, they were getting them in. Seth Meese, he goes the distance, and boy, did he turn it around from his game one start against Mineral Area. Today, he goes 9 innings, 7 hits, 3 runs, all of them earned, 1 walk, and 4 strikeouts. Last time that he faced Mineral Area College, he went 6 and a third, gave up 12 hits, 11 runs, 10 of them earned, 7 strikeouts, 3 home runs, and a hit batter. So he really flipped the script on Mineral Area today. He ended up throwing just over 100 pitches. 66 of them went for strikes. On the Mineral Area side, Hayden Strobel was good once again at the top of the order, 2 for 4 with an RBI double. Logan Winder was 0 for 3 with a walk. Chase Erhan, 1 for 4 with a couple of strikeouts. Ryan Bouse was 0 for 3. Josh Haggerty, 1 for 4 with a run scored and a strikeout. Grant Dix was 1 for 4 with a run scored. Logan Bax, 1 for 4 with a run scored and an RBI. Kellen Stockley, 1 for 4 with an RBI, had a base hit taken away from him to end the game there in the ninth, and Hunter Drafin was 0 for 3. 2 extra base hits today for Mineral Area, Strobel and Haggerty, both with doubles, and no stolen bases, and the Cardinals would strand 5 base runners on the game as they fall to now 30-22 on the season, and their streak of 6 straight region wins comes to an end. They've now won 14 of 16 instead of 14 of 15. Season's not over, though. They will play again tomorrow in game number 2 of the series in a win-or-go-home atmosphere. Chase Foyt takes the loss. He's now 7-7 on the year. Tough day for him. 5 2/3 innings of work, 5 hits, 6 runs. 2 of those were earned, 5 walks, 5 strikeouts, gave up a home run. Alex Hampt came in relief, went 1 1/3, gave up 3 hits, a run. It was earned, a strikeout, and a home run. Bryce Mueller lasted a third of an inning. Gave up a hit, 2 runs. Neither of those were earned. He walked a batter as well. Kenton Crawford, he looked good in relief, 2/3 of an inning, and he was perfect. And then Tanner Culpa, he went an inning in relief and gave up 1 hit, struck out a batter. Foyt would throw over 100 pitches, 55 for strikes. Hamp threw 22 pitches, 14 for strikes. Mueller threw 21 pitches, only 10 for strikes. Crawford, 6 pitches thrown, 3 for strikes. And Culpa, 8 pitches thrown, 7 were for strikes. Jordan Thompson is here. We'll throw a headset on him and get a quick word before we go out to the NAAA Conference Baseball Tournament. Coach Thompson, not a whole lot goes your way today. It's a very good offensive lineup you face. You made too many errors, walked too many batters, and they took advantage.
Yeah, just not a good day for us. Not a very good effort. Like you said, way too many balls misplayed for us, several errors, and we let too many guys have a free pass on the bag. So anytime you do that and you do both at the same time, it's not going to be a good result. So
their starter really turned it around against you. You were able to hit him around last time. He must have made his adjustment, came out, and he was much better this time around. He went the distance.
He was. He's very good. He's got a really good fastball. Last time we get to him a little bit because he didn't locate his curveball as well, and pretty much all day he located that. He had both pitches going, so he was tough. He's a good arm.
The 5th, 6th, and 8th innings, obviously the difference in the game. They score 2 in the 5th, 3 in the 6th, and 3 in the 8th innings. If you can hold them to maybe 1 run each of those innings, you have a chance there at the end, but those innings are the ones that got away from you.
Yeah, we always feel like we have a good chance, but we misplayed a lot of balls. We give those free passes like that, and then you make errors behind it. It's hard. I don't think we swung it very well today, but it's a different story, you know, if we can limit those runs and stay in the game. I think we're up a little more, have a little better effort, but just not our day today.
Would you like to see a little bit more of a patient approach at the plate? I don't think you're a team that takes a whole lot of walks, and you only had one again today, and previously against St. Louis you didn't take a whole lot of walks. Are you okay with that, or would you rather see them be a little bit more patient?
We're okay with it, as long as they're swinging at good pitches. He was a guy who was in the zone a lot. His fastball just beats up the zone, so anytime those guys can swing early at fastballs, we're really okay with that. We don't want to see him chasing pitches out of the zone, obviously. But we don't pay a whole lot of attention to the walks as long as they're swinging good pitches.
Put some pressure on you for game two tomorrow. I mean, it's win or go home time now, and I'm sure the players are aware of that, and if not, they're going to be.
Yeah, it is. This three-game set, we're actually lucky because, if it was one and done, we'd be done right now. So we're very fortunate we get another day. It's just like another day of baseball. We play doubleheaders a lot. Hopefully we can come out here, win the first, and then we're even, get one game, one last chance at them. So hopefully we play well tomorrow.
Is the plan still Logan Winder in game two?
Still a plan.
Okay. Coach, we appreciate it. Good luck tomorrow. We'll be here, and we'll talk to you then.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Jordan Thompson here on KREI. Mineral Area stumbles in this one. Final score 9-3. Out hit 10-7. And Mineral Area commits 5 errors on the day. Talk about the errors being the difference, but also free passes a big difference as well. Cardinals give up a total of 6 walks, and they hit far too many batters today as well. So Mineral Area is now 30-22 on the year. Let's announce our Unico Bank player of the game. And unfortunately, it's going to have to go to a St. Louis Archer, and we'll give it to a couple of St. Louis Archers. We'll go leadoff man Corey Canterbury, who was 3-for-6 with 2 home runs, 2 RBIs, 3 runs scored. He's one of our players of the game. The other one you got to give to the starter going the distance. And Seth Meese, 9 innings of work, 7 hits, 3 runs, 3 earned, 1 walk, and 4 strikeouts today. Unico Bank cares about you like a family. Unico Bank, our player of the game. With that, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, you're going to hear from Greg Garnbrewster and Sean Malone with the third place game underway in the MAAA Conference Baseball Tournament at Yanks Field in St. Genevieve. Thank you to Evan Thurman back at the studio for engineering and operating. We're right back here at 11:50 tomorrow morning for your pregame show for game number 2. Until then, I'm Glenn Johnson for Regional Radio Sports. Enjoy the MAAA Conference Baseball Tournament.
The Audiology and Hearing Center in Farmington can improve your quality of life. We invite you to our open house on May 10th in Farmington. Stop in and visit us during our open house, and we will give you a free hearing screening, check your ear canals, answer any questions.